Blog Talk Radio.
This is Psychic Journeyman on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. Today is free reading day, so we're doing nothing but free readings for the next 3 hours. So if you want to call in, get some questions answered, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Yeah, I'm sure you're really going to kick in there and get some questions, huh, guys? Or we can go back like we did before and do some reading. If you have any questions in the chat room, let us know, and we'll answer those for you, too. If you just want to I'm going to shuffle my angel cards and give you an angel card for the day, we can do that as well. And we're running a little bit late today because of I'm actually putting another show together, and I was using the same Skype name, so in the process of all this happening, you know, it's one of those things where some kind of, I don't know, this technical stuff just drives you freaking crazy. Anyway, if you look in the chat room, I just opened the chat room for everybody. Sorry about that. You see I'm doing private readings for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. That's only going on until February 14th, and after February 14th, we're going to change all that. And the rates are going back up like they was before. But right now, we do have some good specials going on. So if you want to get a block of time, we actually have a block of 11 one-hour readings for $100. We have 6 one-hour readings for $50. And we also have a package, too, where if you want to try that, it's 6 one-half-hour readings for $40. So jump in on that one, too. For some reason, I forgot to put that one in the chat room. But if you see that information's in there, you can call me for a private reading. It was 937-838-6337. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. That number, again, is 937-838-6337. Also, I have a friend of mine, her name is Desiree. She has a show on here, Block Talk Radio 2, called Adored Angel Show, and it's on at 8:30 Pacific Time. Check it out every night. If you want to reach her for private readings as well, her number is 818-200-7431, or you can contact her at her website, which is www.adoredangel.yolasite.com. That number again is 818-200-7431. And we were also talked throughout the show all the time about music and HemiSync CDs, how they're great for meditation and that kind of stuff. So if you want to check those out, they have meditations for contacting your angels, getting deeper within yourself, meditation, and they're really great. HemiSync means basically what it is. It's a tone. They set a tone underneath the music that when your brain hears it, it actually helps both hemispheres of your brain work together. So you get deep focus and concentration. It's really cool. So check it out. If you want to contact HemiSync, the number is 1-800-541-2488. Again, that number is 1-800-541-2488. Or you can contact them directly, which is the number there is 434-268692. Or you can contact the number again is 434-263-8692. Ha-ha! And 203, you popped out there. I need to talk to you. Or you can fax them, too. That's 434-263-8699. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So check it out. The Grid CDs, and also the same thing with... you can also contact them through the website, too. I'm sorry. The website here is www.hemi, that's H-E-M-I, dash sync, S-Y-N-C, .com. So contact them on that one. And I also have some, like I said before, I'm actually putting a show together that's going to be on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern. It's called The Missing Spiritual Link, and we're going to be doing things on things like history, Atlantis, putting a spiritual twist to it, because I do a lot of past lives and actually examining information on those times in history through past life readings and give you my account of actually living there in certain situations. We're also doing topics on UFOs, Bigfoot, things like that, exploring spiritual ways of looking at these things instead of always being scientific about everything, because it could be something simply as, well, it could be science, but more on the idea of dimensions and being able to pass through dimensions, just thinking about it. So it's a spiritual thing. The Philadelphia Project, the true story behind the Philadelphia Project, the true story behind Atlantis. I have a lot of history. And me and Courtney, a lady here on Block Talk Radio, has a show called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. We're going to pull together and pull our talents together as a psychic. And we're going to do that whole thing. And then put it together, pull our talents together, and give you a really good insight on all those things. So I recommend you tuning in to that show. It'd be really great. I think it's going to be like a two-hour show, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's called The Missing Spiritual Link. And check it out. So with the situation going on, let's go down and check out some other things. Like I said, Courtney has a great show called Courtney Intuitive Corner, which is on tonight, I think. It's 7 p.m. Eastern. Courtney's Intuitive Corner. Check that show out. And also, like I said before, the Adored Angel Show, which is on 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time. We also have I had a couple other shows here, too, and I lost them. Don't you hate when you lose things? And I was going to have a friend on today, Gina, and I can't seem to find her number, so if she's listening it out there and she can hear me, please call in. Because I cannot figure out for the life of me. I knew I wrote the number down, and I actually was running late today and had all kinds of mishaps with the electronics and that kind of thing. Or I should say technology. Anyway. Excuse me. So let's get on with the show and answer some questions and start doing some readings. What do you say? Also, I was saying before, all my rates are going up after the February 14th. Because of popular demand, everybody says I should do it, so therefore I'm going to listen to everybody and do it. So the rates after February 14th will be $125 for an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. So give me a call on my private line, which is 937-838-6337. And if you want to call and get some answers to your questions today, the number here is 646-721-9031. And I also recommend everybody get a past life regression or a past life reading before the 14th, which right now they're only going for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. Only until February 14th, so get in there. And like I said before, you can also buy blocks of time. You can get 11 one-hour readings for $100. You can get six one-hour readings for $50 and six one-half-hour readings for $40. So call and get in there before the deadline, which is February 14th. And if you want to donate money to the show and then call me and say, hey, I donated some money to the show, can I get a reading? No problem. All we ask is no bids lower than $5, if you would please. And let's go on with the show. Thank you. Let's go. Our first caller here is 478, and you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Patricia.
Patricia, how are you?
All right.
I'm sorry if I'm a little hyper today, but I had a lot of tea. So how are you?
All right. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I guess you have a couple questions for us, or...
I have just a love question. What's coming out for me this year as far as love, relationship?
You've had some really tough times in the past here, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Seems like I keep getting a recent breakup.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I focus on the recent breakup because I just want to make sure that you have actually severed ties with that whole situation.
I have. We always break up and go back together.
Well, let me break. Okay, what's his first name?
John.
Okay, John, is when I see John is on the curb. You know why John's on the curb? Because that's where you should leave him. Because John's going to try to come back again. I keep getting the impression that I think you're both indecisive about the situation because you really don't know what to do with it. But I think the reason you're indecisive is because John has a tendency to be his eyes have a tendency to stray. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. John is always looking for the next one. And then when things are not working out, he comes back to you. I guess it's almost like a syndrome of trying to, I don't want to be by myself just right now, but I guess I can hang out with her, which is basically stealing time from you. And that's not fair to you.
Okay.
Now, reason I even tap on all this stuff is because I feel like something's coming in 6 months, but I feel like it could happen sooner. It's not, but you have to sever ties. And I feel like there was also a phenomenal sex life here.
Okay.
Well, the reason I say that is because we've been talking about this for like the last week or so. We talked about working with Archangel Michael and cutting all the cords, all of our emotional attachments to everything and anything so we can move on. But people always have a tendency to forget the one. That's the sexual cord, which attaches you guys emotionally. Think about this. When you have sex, there's a lot of energy that is produced there. So plus you definitely are merging. You are together, okay? It's not like the other cords that attach to you because the emotional and loving and caring part or whatever's going on, even fighting and arguing has a tendency to create cords, okay? But that one's the strongest one, and that's what's keeping you that's what you're having a hard time letting go of John. And I feel like if you work with Archangel Michael and cut that loose and say, you know something, he wasn't that good. And just let it go. I guarantee you something could come in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And you should also get a past life reading, at least a lifetime reading. A lifetime reading. Well, you can get one of those, too. We can do that in an hour. I'm just saying, right now, my rates are going to be laughing until February, and then they go back up. But right now, you can get a reading. Right now, just by calling the show, it's $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. So I really recommend you get one that's at least a $5 one. Because I feel like we really trace some things, how you attach yourself to people by a past life that you was in. Okay. Think about that. Take it in. Definitely do some work with Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, also Archangel Gabriel. And the reason I suggest that you work and meditate with these three, is because Archangel Michael can help you cut it loose. Archangel Raphael can help you heal it. And then Archangel Gabriel can help you voice it to yourself. Help you talk through it so your self-talk won't work against you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You can call us anytime. And you have a great night, and thank you for the call. I really appreciate it, okay?
You do. Okay, you're welcome.
You're welcome. You still there? Patricia? She's gone. Okay, I'm going to step in here. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hey there.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay. Would you want to ask me questions on the air or just listening in?
I was just wondering if I could get a reading.
Yeah, you can get a reading. I wasn't too sure because most people, did you push one?
I think so.
Okay, because for some reason, I felt like I just needed to say something to you because your hand's not up. See, on my switchboard, a hand will come up when you want to ask a question or something. And you were just sitting there, so I was like, maybe something, because we've had trouble with this technology and all the stuff with the switchboard, so that's why I'm asking. So you want to get a reading about what? Love life?
Love life.
So what's your first name?
My first name is Jason.
Jason?
Yeah.
So, Jason, when's your birthday? You got a lot of things going on in your life right now.
Yeah, it's my birthday is October 2nd.
October 2nd, so you're what, a Libra?
Yeah.
And you have a tendency to get really attached to people and relationships.
Uh-huh.
Is that true? That's true, right? And it's one of those things that detaching is the hardest thing you have a tough time dealing with. I'm just saying that I feel like in certain situations with this one, you need to work on those issues and situations. I do feel like there's someone coming into your life who's almost like, do you wear glasses?
Yeah, I wear glasses.
Okay.
I really do like the older glasses, too.
Right. You what? You want a what?
I really like girls with glasses also.
Well, that's good, Jason, because what's... I picked up it. I saw you wearing glasses, but I also see her wearing... She has long brown hair, and she wears glasses, and she looks like a nerd.
Oh, I love nerdy girls.
Okay. So hey, keep focusing on that, because you are attracting this girl to you, and I get between 2 to 3 months. I feel like it could be sooner than that. I'm just saying, it's okay. I'm just saying you have to... The idea of loving people is not attaching, okay? Just...
Yeah.
It's like, how would I put this? Don't smother people.
Yeah, just play it cool.
Right. And be patient and let things go, because this one here, if you just let it go where it's going to go, you will get what you want.
Well, I hope she's like a nigger.
Okay, that was interesting. So let's kind of look and take a deep breath and going, what the heck was that? So, let's do this. You're gone, buddy. Let's see, okay, that's interesting. Amazing, isn't it? Some people are just weird. All right, let's get us back up here. Okay. All right. I'm going to pull the switchboard up here. Yes, I know. It's. I don't know. You know, sometimes with the situation in hand, I don't know. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Let's all take a breather after that one. People, you know, I really have no toleration for people calling in and doing crazy things like that. I don't have the time for it. I do this strictly. I don't get paid for this. And let's put it this way. I do get paid for this. I really get paid for this because my payment, I guess you would say, by doing this show, I love doing this kind of work, and it's just being here for everybody else. And when people call in like that, it takes time away from people who are serious, who really need answers, who have questions, who need direction, and are looking to change things. And that was just not right. Okay? So, you know, boy, it's one of those things of sitting back and regrouping and doing the whole thing on and just kind of going, shoot, that was crazy. So, guys, all you're doing is taking things away from everybody else. So, if you want to call and get a reading, I'm here for you. I really am. But if you want to play games, that guy is going to have somebody come in his life. And he's going to be really thinking about it later on when it does happen, just the way it did, because, we told him. So, I do not know what the heck the deal is. So, let me think and take a deep breath myself here. Okay, guys, if you all want to call in, the number in here is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721. Yes, you may call in. You can all call in. I don't know, just kind of like taking a breather here, guys. All right, let's go back to the show. And if anybody wants to call in and get a reading from me, it's 646-721-9031. And also, if you see in the chat room, right now the rates are $10 an hour, $5 for half hour for people who call in the show. People who referred through other people who call in the show, they get a special rate too, which is $45 for an hour, $25 for a half hour. And then, okay, I'm sorry, I lost track there for a minute. And my regular rates are going back up February 14th. And after February 14th, they will be $125 for an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. So get in there and get those blocks of time. Blocks of time right now are going for 11 one-hour readings is $100. 6 one-hour readings is $50. And 6 one-half-hour readings is $40. So call and get those in there. And if you just want to get a one-hour reading, that's fine. That's $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And then after February 14th, they go back up to $125 an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. So jump right in there and get those, and I'll be glad to work with each and every one of you. I really would recommend that everybody, if they can, get in and get a private past life reading or a past life regression, or even a life reading. It's a good time for the first of the year to get an input of what's going to happen here in the next 2-3 years. We can go that far. We can actually get a little bit further than that if you really want to work with us and get some time. I've also been telling everybody out there, if you have a gifted child and you don't really know how to work with that and you need some help, guidance, give me a call on that too, because I do work with special children and work with their parents and helping everybody to work together to help that child advance in its gifts and even find other gifts that child has too as well, and even the parents, to help them understand that they're also gifted as well. It's just somewhere along the line they've kind of forgotten that, and the child's reminding them that. So if that's the case, then give me a call at 937-838-6337. Also, if you want to advertise on my show, go find a price on how much it would cost to advertise on a 3-hour show. Give me a call, and I will cut that by half. So therefore, give me a call. That number again is 937-838-6337. And we're going to really have some good times with that whole thing. Plus, like I was saying before, again, the show, I'm also developing a show right now, which will start next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. It's called The Missing Spiritual Link. We're going to cross subjects like Bigfoot, the Philadelphia Project, Area 51, the crash at Roswell, things like that, and actually give you another story and another insight to the whole thing of using past life readings. I do a lot of past life readings, and I can go back to those times and really see them for what they really are, okay, and the situation and what's going on. So therefore, tune into that show. It's on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m. And it's going to be two of us hosting the show. It's going to be me, and my other host is going to be with me. We're going to be working together, pulling our talents together to really give you some insights to all these subjects. And we got tons of information and we're both into history and we just do all this kind of stuff. So therefore, we can really give you some insights, the whole thing. So check us out. I'm trying to work out with the phone lines on the whole thing. I'm trying to use Skype. I'm not sure how I can do it. I think I'll have to come up with an account. But no big deal. So check that one out. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good show and really informative, really educational. We're not really sure if we're going to do readings on those shows or not, but we will definitely let you know later on. Okay, so tune in. And also, we're doing readings today, so call in so you get a couple questions answered. Number here is 646-721-9031. Kind of time tug. See, I can't even talk because that last dude that came on here, I do not like that word. Okay. I do not like that word at all, especially when it's used the way he used it. And the idea of people calling in here, using this kind of thing, if we can trace it back to you, we will. And you will be prosecuted to the fullest, so don't do it again. So therefore, let's go on. And let's put it this way. The guy who called in here, every time he opens his mouth and says anything bad about this show, it's going to come back on him tenfold. So that's like instant karma. So whatever he does, he's doing it to himself. So let's go answer some questions here. And, shoot, I'm just tired. All right, here we go. Okay, guys. Hello, you're on the air, and welcome to the show. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Ben.
How are you?
Hello, my name is Bill Wagner.
Your name is what?
My name is Bill Wagner.
Well, how are you, Bill?
I'm doing sort of good.
Okay. So you calling to ask a couple questions, did you?
Yes. I wanted to ask you about the last caller who said the bad words.
Okay. What would you like to know about him?
Why was he doing that?
Because he is, I wouldn't say he's ignorant, because I think he knew exactly what he was doing.
He must be a real stupid guy.
He must be. I don't know why he did that. It was like one of those things, I never had anybody to do that, and it was kind of like really threw me off, so.
I used to have a BTR shit, and they'd call my shit all the time, and they'd be like, BWC for life and all that.
Uh-huh.
They say Bill Wagner Crew, that's what they're called.
Oh, okay.
You know what that is?
No.
Yes, it's the Bill Wagner Crew, you know, they troll the people.
They control the people?
Yeah, they control people to do bad things. Like, they call them and then they say, you know, the bad words.
And you know them very well?
Yes, I've known them. I've been trying to figure out who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say if you ever want to prosecute them, I know who they are.
Okay.
Like, I figure out who they are and I'll tell you.
Okay, well, send me some information through my email and give me the information and how I can contact you. And
yes, but you read the tarot cards, correct?
Correct.
And, are you a wizard?
Am I a wizard? Do you want to find out?
Yes, I want to find out. Do you have a beard?
Do you want to find out what?
I want to find out if you're a wizard.
Okay, and what would that make a difference if I did?
I mean, are you going to deny if you're a wizard or not? Or
no, I'm not going to deny if I'm a wizard or not.
If you're a wizard, then I'll know.
Okay, guys, this has been a very interesting show. Let's go on to our next caller. Hello, and welcome to the show, Fire Texas.
All about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
Okay. Is there a reason why everybody decides they just want to do weird things today? I wonder if there's a full moon or not. Okay, it's kind of getting to the point right now. I'm not even really sure if you want to answer the calls anymore. So let's see what happens here with this one. And welcome to the show, 225.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Are you going to blast me, attack me, or call me any names, or play me some weird music? Or
no, sir.
Okay. This has been a really kind of an interesting first half hour here.
I see that. It's been kind of a weird show already.
So, sir, what is your name?
My name is James.
How you doing, James?
How's it going?
I don't know. So, how can we help you today? You got a couple of questions for us?
Yeah, I was I'm having this problem with this guy, Gary Oak, and I was going to wonder if I can beat him in a duel one day.
Beat him in a duel one day.
Yes.
Well, I get the impression if it ever happened, you could beat him in a duel. But why would you want to do that? I think that's kind of a waste of time.
Well, we're both very hardcore trainers, and
mm-hmm.
I've been training for it my whole life.
And you've been training to do a duel? Or is it one of those fight things you're talking about?
Yes, it's a fighting thing.
Is this like the Ultimate Fighter kind of thing?
Sort of.
Okay. No, I'm just curious. I've actually watched that a couple of times, and it's pretty intense. But for some reason, some of those guys are just hang-oners. They don't actually fight. So I was kind of wondering. I said I've actually watched the Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, yes, I've watched that too.
And some of those things, all they do is grab onto each other and hang on and for as long as they can. They don't really fight.
Yeah, I'm not much for grabbing dudes.
I guess, you know, because that hugging thing, I mean, I thought fighting, I thought I was going to see something like Bruce Lee or something, you know, some real fighting and some putting someone on their ass, but nothing ever happened like that. So, you know, I'm kind of like, what the heck's up with this kind of stuff? I actually got these boxers now. I mean, I went to see. First time I saw George Foreman, the fight lasted. Everybody thought he was going to get knocked out. He knocked the guy out. It was like a minute and two. And I was like, okay, that was a quick night. I was expecting, you know, at least a long bout. And then the next, I guess it was, that's when, what's his name, was Tyson was still fighting. And he came in and knocked his guy out in 3 minutes. Some sort of going, I was expecting a night of fights, and two fights are done and gone, and it's done.
He wanted to be the very best like no one ever was.
Yeah. But Tyson's kind of lost his mind. That's my personal opinion, of course.
He's gone a little crazy.
Yes. And yeah, he's gone crazy with the tattoos, too. that's just me. I like tattoos, but for some reason I like tattoos more on girls. They're more, I don't know. I guess we could say they're kind of sexy and that kind of thing, but it's kind of a weird thing. But with the situation with this guy, beat him. That's what I got, beat him. do you have a tendency to get out of control and beat somebody even after a bout's over with?
No, I like to stay calm during battle. Keep my command.
Well, maybe it's I don't know, with the situation, there might be a couple of bouts that might keep coming up here in the future where you might get a little out of control.
Will there be battle before I have to face Gary Oak?
No. I get them afterwards. But I get some frustration with those because people have a tendency to do things to you that you've dealt with it for a while, but it seems like you get kind of crazy. I mean, like today. I mean, I got some guy calls on the freaking line and starts yelling the N-word for I don't know why. I got better things to do. I just thought everybody else would too. And then another guy calls in and I think it's the same dude acting like somebody else. And then he's talking about, am I a wizard? And I always didn't tell people. I said, guys, it's like this. Do you want to find out? Do you? And so I'll be conscious.
Gary Oak would say.
I'm just saying, the ideal is I don't have to tell you anything to actually prove it. And I've actually had a couple of situations where people who've attacked me behind my back have said things, and the next thing you know, they're not around anymore. I don't know what happened in the situations to them. All I know is they were taken out of my life because they were trying to do harmful things to me. So there was something going on, you know? So I'm just saying, the idea of protection, when I say protection, guides and angels and guardian angels, that kind of stuff, don't be surprised at the power of what can happen there being protected and you being
right. Xed
out. And it's not the idea of taking you out. It's just the idea of sending you down the road so you can't hurt anybody else. So,
yeah.
And it does happen. And I always tell people, whatever you say out of your mouth against me will come back on you tenfold. And if you trace it back to the source, who's really setting the motion here? They are, not me. So let's take the time and look at the situation. And I would sit there and say that if you're serious and this is the question you're really asking me, I do feel like you're going to beat this man. Really good, too.
Okay.
So, okay? I really do. So
I should become the very best.
You will become the very best, but also I'm just telling you, man.
Like no one ever was.
Right. Don't sit there and think any otherwise. I mean, I think I'm going to live forever. Can anybody prove me wrong?
That's my cause.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I do,
but
too.
I've traveled far across the land, searching far and wide.
Go ahead, promote yourself. Tell everybody, I am the best. I always will be from this point on until forever.
I'm the best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, and to train them is my cause.
Cool. So, buddy, do you have any more? Do you have any questions? About anything else?
No, I think you answered me. Thank you.
If I was you, I'd watch out for. If you have a girlfriend, I would watch out for this woman. There's a woman around you who wants to take your stuff.
Is her name Misty?
You need to get rid of her.
Is her name Misty?
Misty, yes.
Her name is Misty.
Yeah, I'm just saying, someone wants to take your stuff, man. I feel like Misty sounds like a very positive, a yes on that whole thing, and you should watch it.
All right. I'll look out for Misty, and I will be on my way to the Elite Four.
Yes, you will, and you better call us and tell us all about it, too. Okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Right. Oh, you're welcome. You have a good night.
Charizard.
All right, everybody. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Okay, guys. Welcome to the show. Pinky bong. What in the world? Okay, guys, just call in. Just ask some questions. I don't care what they are. Just ask them questions. Ask them questions. Just put it out there and say, hey, what's up? I'm going to call in or get a, if you want to get some questions answered, give us a call. Gina, if you're out there, I'm trying to figure out how to get... I can't find your phone number anywhere. It's almost like the circuit was wiped clean. So if you're out there and you're listening, please give me a call and just talk and come on the show and let's do some readings. Yes, I'm serious. Let's do some stuff here, guys. If you want to get a reading, call in. The number here is 646-721-9031. Private readings. That number is 937-838-6337. So come on, guys. Let's get in there and get some calls. Let's get some things going. I'm just looking forward to a lot of this in here. And if anybody in the chat room has any questions, or they might want me to shuffle some cards and give you an angel card for the day, let me know, and we'll sit and go with that, too. Lately, we've been going over the 22 angels, of the council of the 22 angels, which are the angels govern us. If you go on Amazon.com, you can actually get the book I've actually got a lot of information from. Actually, a couple of books tell you the truth. One was called The Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Everyday Life by John Randolph Price. Also, he's got a book out here, which is really good because I've actually tried this myself, called The Abundance Book. It has a thing, it has a plan in here called the 40-Day Prosperity Plan. And it's really good. It's also by John Randolph Price. I've done this. I've worked it. And it's amazing. I mean, this thing will change your life in immediately. So check that out. And the information we got the one book on, that book was by John Randolph Price also. And that was The Angels Within Us, a spiritual guide to the 22 angels that govern our lives. So get in there and call us. The number here is 646-721-9031. And it's interesting. It's really interesting. We're just looking at the situation, and we were going over the angel of creative wisdom the other day. The purpose of that angel is the ability to solve problems quickly, impart spiritual wisdom to your consciousness, providing the bridge between the higher and the lower natures, ensuring that judgment is clear and correct. Stimulates instinctive action. So that's a really good one. Angel of Abundance, which we all would like to work with that one. Purpose is to distribute the of divine substance, embodying all supply, love, beauty, and power in the constant radiation. The negative traits here are financial lack of limitations. Yeah, you'll feed into those things, so that kind of thing. So there's plus, if you take those angels and work with them go into meditation and ask those angels to work with you, you will get some things going on. I'm telling you, it's incredible. All right, guys, here we go. Hello. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hi, are you doing the tarot card readings?
Yeah. Yes,
all
I am.
All right. Is that free?
Yes, it is free.
All right. Because I had one done the other day, and what happened is they called me a battle toad.
They called you a battle toad?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Is that good or bad?
I think that's bad. It's the idea of always... It's just one of those things that I've always, you know... It's one of those things you should sit back and relax instead of always jumping into things and getting hurt.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
So you see the same thing for me?
Do I see you as a battle toad? No. I don't use that terminology. I never have. I would be careful with relationships if I was you and, you know, be...
Well, why? Why?
Well,
I'm with a guy named Anselmo, and we're real close, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're like magnets, you know. We're tight. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're tight?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, one of those situations, be yourself. If you're being yourself, continue to be so.
All right. Anything else you see for me?
I just get the impression you're going to have a great year. So, and you know, open your mind and enjoy it.
All right. That sounds good, and you're real sweet. I don't understand why people are calling into your show and saying nigger and stuff. I just think that's wrong.
Me too. I don't know either. It's just one of those things.
Why do people say that?
Like I said, someone's going to say the ignorant word, but I can't say ignorance. Ignorance is, yeah, I don't know, not knowing better. But
well, ignorance is a bad word, too, you know.
Yes. I understand that one, too, and that's what I'm trying to say. I don't want to say that. I just think they're being cruel.
Well, cruel is a bad word, too.
Well, I'm sure we'll find someone down here. I like using any of them. How's that? If I don't go down the road, I'll never use those words again.
They're just not good people, is all I'm saying. Anselmo agrees. He's here with me right now.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, you take care now, all right? And I hope none of those nigger people call back in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're a sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How are you? Where are you calling
yes.
from? You're saying good morning.
I'm Detective John Kimball.
You're who?
I'd like to talk to you about Thomas Aquinas.
Tom, who is this? What'd you say your name was?
Quaid.
You're who?
I am Quaid.
You are Quaid.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Okay, go right ahead.
Where is she?
Where is she? Where? Hello? How are you? Well, this is what's going to happen, guys. You're all going to lose everything. Your houses are going to burn down. You're going to lose your cars. Your tires are going to go flat. You're going to lose track of everything, and you're going to lose your minds. So, therefore, just wonder, am I a wizard? I guess you'll find out. So, guys, this has been very interesting, and we're going to take a break here, about 10 minutes, and play a little bit of music for you, okay? right, everybody, we're back and refreshed. I hope you liked what you were hearing. It was actually a Hemisync CD called Chakra Balancing. And we were talking about before.
Wait, what did I do with it?
Talked about Hemisync CDs before, so therefore, if you want to get it. Okay. I just had the information right here. It's almost like stuff is walking off. So if you've been here for the first part of the show and you're in here and everything else, guys, we're doing readings today. So if you call in, number here is 646-721-9031. So call in and get a reading, get a question answered, whatever. But I will also remind you guys, the first time I hear one snicker, one weird monotone voice, anything, you'll be up there so quick, it'll make your head spin. Right now, we do have. I did go off the line. I did call the cops, and right now we are tracing every line on this show. So therefore, if you want to call in, go right ahead. We are definitely going to trace you to who you are, and then we're going to prosecute every one of you guys because what you're doing is disrupting a very important show. I do this for a living. I do this for a reason, to help everybody out there. This is not helping anybody. This is nothing but hatred, and I don't appreciate it. So therefore, be careful, because I guarantee you, each and every one of you will pay for what you've done. Maybe not personally from me, but I guarantee you, in the next 24 hours, things will change. So, let's get on with the show. Colin, get some questions answered. And the number here is 646-721-9031. And if you want to call in, it'd be great. We'd love to hear from you. I have a show that's actually start. I don't know what the heck is wrong with this. We're getting some weird feedback. So this tuned down just a touch. And okay, everything's connected. I'm not really sure what the noise is, so we'll just keep working on that. If you want to call in and get a reading from me, that's fine. Number here is 646-721-9031. Like I said, I also do this for a living. That's all I do. The number, my private number is 937-838-6337. And please don't call that number if you're a prankster, because that is a private business number, and it's always being monitored, and it's always being checked for everything. So therefore, I recommend you don't do that, because that could be your downfall real quick. So I also have a friend of mine, Courtney Bibbs. She has a show on here, which I think is going to be on here at 7 o'clock Eastern, called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. It's on 7 p.m. I think it's on 7 p.m. tonight. So call her. Check her out. She's really good. I love her show. She's very good at readings, and she's very talented, so give her a call. I also have a friend here on Block Talk Radio 2, Adored Angel Show. A lady named Desiree, she used to be my co-host. She's on 8:30 Pacific time, so check her out too. It's really cool. So let's go on and try to do some readings and try to answer some questions for people. Let's just go ahead and do what's up. Hello, you're welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hey there, this is Ricky. I was just wondering if I could get a reading about, you know, my girlfriend right now. You know, we have a long-distance relationship. She lives in Canada, I live in Milwaukee.
She lives in Canada, and you live in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump, huh?
Yeah.
How can you get, you know, come across, what is that, Milwaukee? That's Michigan, right?
I gotta go up on a plate up there, and sometimes, you know, I go up there. I just wonder, like, do you think she's, like, cheating me, or what?
Is she cheating on you?
Yeah, would you, like, pull out the devil card or something like that?
Do I like to pull out the devil card? Let's put it this way, guys. I'm a psychic spiritual advisor. Tarot cards is one of the things I use, but I also use angel cards. Okay, rune.
You don't have the devil in your deck?
I gotta go, bud. Okay, guys. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You know something? Right now, I'm not really sure. I've had 5 or 6 prank calls so far.
Oh. So are you going to read for me?
Will I read for you? Of course.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. I'm just saying that Ben's 5 or 6 prank calls, and it's getting a little irritating and, you know, kind of like a little mind-boggling because I'm not sure about why the attack is going on. But I guarantee if it continues, they're only doing themselves in, because I do definitely do believe in karma. And I do believe what people say out their mouths will come back and haunt them one day, if not today. So therefore, if you have a couple questions for me, I'd be glad to answer them for you.
I can answer right now?
Yes.
I mean, I can ask you right now? Okay. Well, I'm going to see a person that I've known a little bit in the past, just like a... Hello?
Uh-huh. I'm here.
I'm going to see him in the next week or maybe at the beginning of February. This person has had romantic feelings for me. But at the time when we met 2 years ago, he was involved in the relationship. And I believe that he still has romantic feelings for me. I was wondering, do you feel that he will stay in this relationship or he will not, or something will develop between us? Because I'm kind of unsure about the whole situation. He's a nice guy, but the only problem is he's so in the relationship and he doesn't want to be involved. But he likes to see me again.
And you wonder if you actually should go through and do that?
Huh? Well, it's not exactly that. It's not the romantic part that I'm going to do this. We have to work on a project on something that he offered me. And, but I understand that he always liked to see me and he enjoyed being with me.
So
I haven't seen him for about 2 years, maybe a year and a half.
I would work with him, but I wouldn't go I wouldn't go in the direction of relationships with him.
I was wondering, you know, he was in a very unhappy relationship, so I cannot just ask him directly if he is okay, or do you see anything in the cards, how it's going with this guy? How it's going to be between us? I know that common sense advice, that's fine, I'm a psychologist myself, I help people to find psychological answer, but still, you know, destiny is destiny, and we live, we go through specific life paths, and we meet people for a reason, and then we go back.
Yeah,
to them.
We do. But it's not. I'm just saying, we do, and I believe that as well as anybody else. I believe that everything happens for a reason, but I also look at the situation and see that there are certain things. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should, and you should ask that question. I feel like that with the situation of my angels talking to me, not necessarily cards, guys. I use cards from time to time. I have angel cards too as well. But I also work with my angels, guides. Everything around me is what I work with. And when I pick up things very quickly, I'm just saying to you, that's what I'm saying. And so I'm picking up. Those are the feelings I'm getting with you, and I understand what you're saying. A lot of people have a tendency to try to tell me what they think is going to happen. I understand that. Then you go with what you feel like and you go with your gut feeling. I just say, from what I can pick up with the situation, I would not go there romantically. Working with him, I see no problem. I just don't think he really is ready for a relationship with anybody right now. And that's my...
Someone next to that he broke up. That's why I'm asking you.
I understand that. But see, the one thing I don't focus on with people is I don't focus on anything that is going on as or has gone on. I just focus on the now and the future. When we do past life regressions and past life readings, then I do go back to certain lifetimes and certain situations like that to find out why there's something going on with you right now. But with the situation, what you're talking about, it doesn't matter if you broke up with somebody or didn't break up with somebody. It's what you're being presented with right now that you need to really focus on that. And it's great to focus on him too as well, but you should also be focusing on you and asking yourself, what do you want? And if it happens and it falls into place just exactly the way you want it to, then he's the one. If it don't and if it's difficult, that's the sign to me that says this is not the one and to keep going forward. And thinking about the work relationship seems like something could really work with you guys. Okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're going to sit there and go and find someone else. You're going to call them until somebody tells you what you want to hear. And I'm good luck to you. I'm just hoping that we could have saved you some time. But I don't think it's going to happen, is it? Okay, well, you give us a call back when you still get frustrated, and we'd be glad to help you through it, I promise you. So, it's going, and we were checking some people out in the chat room. So if anybody in the chat room has any questions they'd like to have, or maybe you'd like to have an angel card for the day, let me know. I'd be glad to give you one. No problem. Just talk to me. I'm very open. So we're going to... I don't know what I'm going to do, man. So, hello. You're welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, man. I was wondering if you're going to backtrace it.
And I'm going to backtrace it.
You know, because all these people have been doing these prank calls. They done goofed.
I don't know what's going on. I don't understand the problem. I've been wanting to go outside and see if it's a full moon. And I also
it must be the internet, you know.
I don't think it's the internet, man. I think it's people, okay? It's
Tracy.
Oh,
yeah, Bill White's crew, you know what I'm saying, bro?
I know what you're saying, bud.
Yeah, you got to look that up on Google. Google the Bill Wagner crew.
The Bill?
Yeah, Bill Wagner crew, bro.
The Bill Wagner crew. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, they be trolling on them internets, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And I'm working on that right now as I speak.
Hey, when you backtrace it, you got to tell them they done goofed.
They did done goofed.
They done goofed.
I guarantee you they're going to pay for it. Every and every one of them.
Hey, you know what? They need
what?
To pay. They need to be hung for this. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
So, I mean, do you have...
I can't deal with this, guys. I'm here for a reason, okay? I'm here to do readings, to give people serious answers to serious questions, relationships, jobs, important stuff that people want the answers to, that they need help with. You know, important stuff, life itself. And the idea of all this stuff going out there, I don't understand what's going on, but just think about this for a minute. We're going to stop, we're going to think, and we're going to say they don't exist anymore. So if you want to call and get a reading, a very serious reading, got some real serious questions you want answered, call in here, 646-721-9031. If you want to get some really serious answers to some serious questions and you want to get a private reading with me, the number is 646-721-9031. So give me a call and I'll be glad to work with you. We'll find out the solution to each and every one of these situations. And right now, we're going to sit there and go over a couple things. After this break of grounding music. Thank you. right, guys, we're back, and I hope you took advantage of that, that nice music. It's basically off of a chakra balancing CD. That's actually the grounding track for grounding, and I think we all need some love at that right now. So everybody call in, get a reading, get some of questions answered. Number here is 646-721-9031, and we'll be glad to answer some questions for you. So this we'll take a couple calls here. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm first. I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. It's one of those things that's been a really weird, very, I don't know what to call it. I guess there's some words we can use to describe it, but our first callers, about 7-8 of them, were nothing but prank calls of people using the N-word and a bunch of rednecks and a bunch of people just doing weird stuff. I don't understand that, because to me it's a waste of time. If they don't have something better to do, they must really have a lot of time on their hands, that's all I can say. And I told everybody, I said, this is what's going to happen. Go ahead and keep doing your thing. But I said, I guarantee you, whatever you say out of your mouth is going to come back on you tenfold. So therefore, if I was you, I'd watch what you're doing and what you're saying right at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, it's going to happen. I believe in karma very strictly. And if I can, I've done this before. And I'm telling you guys, seriously. I had a lady down while I was living in Colorado, who was two people that had shops in the area, and they started attacking me verbally. And guess what? In less than 3 weeks, they were not there anymore. Okay? I didn't do anything to them. They did it to themselves. Because I told them, I said, stop. I said, when I sit here and say I have 7 guides and guardian angels and I have all this protection, I warn you, there's a reason. Because things, consequences, and the universe will line itself up for the positive stuff, but it will also do things to also correct an imbalance as well. So therefore, what you speak out your mouth, and it says in the Bible too, the power of the tongue can go either way. So I'm just saying, guys. And I'm sorry, sweetie. What's your name?
My name is Jackie.
Jackie?
Yes, and I've been away from Blogspot for about a month now. I've just been kind of busy. It's my first time listening to your show.
Yeah. I wish you could have tuned in earlier this week. We was doing the thing on the Council of the 22 Angels that govern the inside of our lives, the abundance and loving relationships and that kind of stuff. And it was really cool, yeah.
Okay, good.
So if you have a couple questions you'd like for me to answer, I'd be more glad to ask and answer for you. If I seem a little distraught, I've never had anything like this happen ever before. Not in this kind of format, anyway.
Oh. Well, you know, I only have one question. If the question format works best for you, I'll ask.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. It's about abundance. I recently invested a small amount of money in currency, the Iraqi dinar, with the expectation that perhaps it would pay off within a certain window.
Uh-huh.
It's not looking like it could happen within that window, and I will lose my small investment. I'm having a hard time with abundance right now. So my question is, will I have a window? Will there be an opportunity for me to reinvest and perhaps receive a blessing?
Yes. There is. And so one thing I keep, the one message I get with you is to let it go. And what I mean by that is, it's not the ideal, you're going to lose it. I'm saying let go of it and let it happen the way it's going to. There's a lot of worry around this. And that worry, I mean, I tell people all the time, worry is a lack of faith. So therefore, if you have a lack of faith around you, that could work against you. I feel like it's going to happen. I feel like it's going to be one of those things where it comes to a point where you're not sure, almost to the point where you say it's not going to, and then it does. Okay?
Okay.
And I just want you to think positive, look at and focus on the outcome, but only do it 10 or 15 minutes a day in the morning. And then for the rest of the day, just be grateful for what you got, grateful for who you are, grateful for who you are. Take your mind off that whole thing, because I just feel like, you know, just taking that 10 or 15 minutes and picturing in your mind of that little picture, that little film, happening just the way you see it, and I guarantee it will. Alrighty?
Okay.
And if you have any more questions, what? I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I'm good beyond that. Unless there's something else you want to tell me about anything.
No, what I pick up with you is just that one issue and that one situation. I mean, that seems to be the stem and the root of everything right now.
Yeah, you know, I need the blessing, but there are a lot of things that I want to do to help other people. So, you know, if I'm just going to do what you're saying, and I know what you're saying is right. I just needed that encouragement and positive reinforcement, I guess.
No problem. Like I said, you have any more questions, don't hesitate to call. Like I told everybody right now, excuse me, until the end of February, until February 14th, I have a rate going on right now where you can get a reading for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. And I really encourage you to take advantage of that if you could. If not, I really enjoy talking to you. Believe me, after this night, this is one of the best calls I've had.
Okay.
I thank you, and I'm trying to do exactly what I just told you to do too, and stay positive, okay?
Okay.
So,
all right.
Thanks.
I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
So you want me to put you back on mute then?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
You have a good night. Let's go on to our next caller. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
You know something? I'm thinking about it. How are you?
Getting better all the time, yes. I'm wonderful.
Let me ask you one question, please. If you could turn down your mic just a little bit, because you're really amplifying. You sound like you're God, and it's freaking me out. You're really loud, so I was just wondering if you could just turn it down a little bit, and it'd be great. If you can't, I guess we'll just work with it, okay?
What does this sound like for you?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Sorry about that. It was really ringing through my ears because I have a headset and a mic, so everything goes right through my head. So.
Right. That's how I am too. So I don't hear it as much.
Right. So that's what I figured. So I know I have a volume setting on mine, and every once in a while I have a tendency to turn up too loud too, and it freaks people out. So just a little adjustment there, and I get it down. So. How can I help you tonight?
I have some concerns about my son, and it's like, but no real questions. It's just concerns.
Well, I feel like you should do like I told the last caller. I think it's just if you're a person who focuses and tries to stay positive, I would just take that and try to. Even take it further and just look at everything that's going on in your life and try to make it positive out of it, everything. I feel like the situation you're talking about, that I keep getting some good results, and it might take a little bit longer, but I don't feel like it's going to take any more longer than 6 months with a lot of things changing. And I feel like they're all going to be positive ones. It's just the ideal of changing some thinking. That's why I keep getting thinking. And when I say that, I mean, it's like I'm talking to somebody. I'm sort of going, so you want to be happy? You want to be extremely happy or just happy? And they go, I'm okay with both. And I'm saying, nope, you got to make a choice. Which one is it going to be? And that's what I'm saying here. It's like sometimes when we get in situations, I know how this is with my daughter, and she has a tendency to pull me in really quickly, where I kind of lose my train of thought and my composure. And I'm just saying, I know for a fact that when I don't do that, and I try to stay as still as possible, I get positive results. Sorry. And I feel like I'm just saying right here, I just feel like it's one of those encouraging things. Almost to the point of suggesting that you might want to get a past life for reading or a regression, just to sit there and look at the situation between you and your son, not just in this lifetime, but many lifetimes. I get the impression you guys have actually been together at least 4 times.
Yeah, we've always been very close.
Right, so there's many variations of things like that, back and forth. So, you know, it's one of those things. The reason I even suggest the ideal past lives, because I know for a fact in my own life that when I've done them, they really helped me understand things and even helped me let go of things that I couldn't let go before, because I really didn't know where they came from. I didn't know what they were all about, and it just helped out a lot. To find things with you guys would be great. If you don't want to do that, no problem. if you continue with what I feel like you're a very positive thinker anyway. And
for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, very nurturing and happy person. It's just the idea of maintaining that at all costs.
Right. Okay.
Your name is Christine?
Yes.
Christine, I just want to make sure I saw your name on here, but I wasn't sure. A lot of people just kind of come up with little names and stuff. It doesn't really, it's not their name, but so I kind of hesitate just a little bit.
No. I decided going straight with, you know, my own true name is good.
Okay. No. I understand that point of view. I've actually been trying to find someone right now who's actually worked on Blog Talk Radio who has more than one show and how they use the Skype thing, because I thought I could use my same name on my Skype account for two different shows, and when I logged in, it also, the last show I just did, I'm putting another show together that's in the mornings, and all of a sudden it says, you have no show scheduled. I'm like, yeah, I do. There's one going on in 3 minutes. I'm like, what's happening here? So I'm trying to figure out what to do in that situation, if I have to get another Skype account or something like that in to do my other show. So that was kind of weird. But I'm pretty sure the solution will come to me soon. So when you talk about you and your son, you say you're very close, but the issues that he's going through, it seems to really stress you out.
For him, well, he has been involved with this woman that we fondly call the succubus, and she is just really. He puts himself in the situation. I know he does. He knows he does. But the situation is always there. And she's a user, and she takes advantage, and he lets her.
And he's very psychic.
Yeah, he's very much like I am.
Very gifted.
And he's... They have 4 children,
mm-hmm.
and that's the issue now. That, you know, she's always me, you know, and I need, and it's very frustrating for him, and that's where he is right now. Super frustrating.
Yeah. What he needs to do is do what he really wants to do. I know that might sound crazy to some people, but I think the impression of what he wants to do is very doable. It's the ideal of understanding that. I think the biggest problem here I get, really, is he feels like he's responsible for her. He's not.
His personality is a lot like mine, where he feels he's responsible for everyone in his group, everyone in his life, you know. And
that's very exhausting.
It is, and he is.
And take it from a person who's been there and done that and realize that after about, I mean, you finally come to a point of saying, okay, everybody is responsible for themselves. Everybody does or doesn't do exactly what they're going to do, no matter what, anyway. So therefore, I should do the same thing too as well. And I have, and I'm getting a lot of slack for it, but the ideal of the situation is people saying you're being cruel. I think the people who are actually like the wife, and I've had an ex-fiancée just like that as well, who just wants me to do everything. And then you get to a point where you're like, okay, I've done everything. I'm frustrated. I have no idea what else to do, to the point I'm almost in tears. Because I'm just, mm-hmm. you know, I'm getting caught up in the whole thing. But now I made a decision and said, okay, if I sit there and made me priority and said, okay, I want to be happy no matter what, I started noticing one thing. I started attracting the same kind of people. So therefore, I took a hard time to take a look at myself and realize that the reason I was attracting certain people with certain issues is because I had those issues as well. And as soon as I started working on those and correcting those people started falling to the wayside. And that's the way it works. The situation here is I would definitely, if I was him, I would sit there and he's still married. I would contact a lawyer. I would figure out some way. And I know for a fact that if he took those 4 kids, packed up and left, there's not a damn thing she could do about it. And if he goes to a lawyer and files for custody and does the whole thing himself, that makes her come to him, no matter what. Because I've been there before, I've done it. So I know how it works. And I've also been in the limelight of being a working one-on-one with lawyers. So I know the inside of the law very well. So So in the situation here, I understand it's one of those things, but it's not a hard decision to make. It's just a decision he's already come up with. He knows it. He just has to accept it and follow through with it.
That's the point that he is. He already knows. He knows. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, the whole world has been shoving him in a certain direction. And finally they shoved so hard that he had to leave. And so he did. And mm-hmm. and really amazingly, you know, and I kept telling him, I said, you know, once that you become used to being on your own again,
mm-hmm.
your life is going to be magical. And it
right.
has been. But then the succubus keeps pulling him in and jerking him around, and he lets her.
And what he needs to do is he needs to sit down and do some meditations and work with Archangel Michael and cut the ties. And I'm talking about all the emotional connections, even the sexual ones. Because she's playing that sexual one really good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, people have a tendency to cut the cords, but they don't cut the sexual cord, which is the most powerful connection that you have in a relationship. Really, it is. I mean, there's a spiritual one, don't get me wrong. But the one that actually connects, as in a physical sense, is that sexual one. I mean, if you think about sex in itself, that's combining two people for, doesn't matter, 5 or 10 minutes, whatever it is. It's combining that energy, which has happened several times. So the idea of cutting that loose, I guarantee you, if you cut that one loose and really focus on cutting that loose and making sure it wasn't reconnected, he would look at her differently and he would not have this problem of walking away from her. I really feel that strongly. So go ahead.
He's to that point. He has been successful to that point, as far as I'm aware of. You know,
right.
I'm in Spain, he's in the U.S., so I don't have, you know, a face-to-face contact with him.
Uh-huh.
But it's the fact that they have 4 children under 7 years old, and that's really the big tie. And that's really the leash he holds him with and
uh-huh.
the carrot she dangles in front of his face.
Okay, so where's the kids?
Living with her Monday through Friday and with him Friday night until Monday morning.
Okay, are they legally separated? Are they legally divorced?
They never were married. They just lived together for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, it's been a very rocky relationship from the very beginning.
From day one.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, and I told him, I said, look, you know, why are you there? And when the first baby was born, it's like, okay. And they still have problems. And then there was the second baby. I was like,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, what are you doing exactly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you know, she wants this, she wants that. And she's good enough to really keep the leash and the carrot going
mm-hmm.
to where it's very attractive.
Hmm. Yeah.
And she is really a succubus.
I believe you. I keep thinking, every time you say that word, I keep saying my ex-fiance. So I definitely have a good idea of what's going on, even to the point of saying, you know, the guy needs to, where is he at? What state is he in?
Texas.
Poor guy.
It's a horrible state for fathers.
You're not in Texas, are you?
No, I'm in Spain.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was sitting going, you're not nowhere near there. It's bad he couldn't come with you.
Yeah, but he won't leave his kids.
I understand that point of view.
And he can't bring his kid. I mean, he's in a vicious circle type thing. And it's, all I can do is give him support, but that doesn't stop me from rolling the thing in my head forever.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying with the situation, he needs to think and focus upon himself. And he's not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not disagreeing with anything you've said to me. I just feel like it still needs to go to the next level. You know, if he has to separate from the whole thing, you know, he can't sit there and get mad and get angry because of what he could do. He has to understand what he can do at this moment. And I'm not one of those people who actually focus on limitations either like this either. But with this state of mind and the state of, I don't know what to call it, I would say the state of spirituality here and the way he is right now being very back and forth, the idea of trying to focus on a positive outcome is not really feasible either. Because, what you know, the angels are sitting there going, we can only work with what we have. And the blueprint is not good. Because he keeps thinking she's something about her he's hoping will change. And that he'll have what he wants. And it just ain't going to happen. Because there's nothing here. There's nothing to motivate her to be that person he wants. And he's not strong enough to do it either. That's what I'm saying. These two people really reflect each other. She might be, like you don't like her. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, the weakness is what the attraction is. They both are basically with the same weakness. I'm not doing what they should do. And that's what, you know, they keep embracing each other, hoping that somewhere along the line, something will motivate both of them to do the right thing. Let's put it this way, they do know what they need to do, and that's scary in itself. But he needs to sit there and go to Spain by himself and get a clear head. Because the whole thing is, I know for a fact myself, and having two kids of my own, that my ex-wife did the same thing, basically. And those kids found a way to me, no matter what. And to trust those connections and those bonds, and having, you know, the whole thing is, that's the truth. That really does exist between him and these kids. Because I don't feel like she's connected with these kids at all. She has no bond. She's never taken the time to do so. And I think your son has had more than enough time to build those connections and bonds and loving bonds. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. I mean, and that's it. That is exactly true. She's the type of person where she's, you know, an aspiring model, so she's constantly going to shoots and she's constantly, you know, gone. And, you know, they were a couple for 7 years. She basically put him in jail to get him out of the house. And within 3 months, she was remarried to a millionaire. So she's married.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so that aspect of it is closed, for sure. I know, because, you know, my son won't play a cuckold. So at least I don't have the worry of number five, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But still, you know, the leash and the carrot is constantly there. He wants to see his kids. He's got to conform to what she wants him to do. If he, you know, take for example today, they have a standing arrangement. He works a half day on Friday, goes and gets the kids. And he says, I'm going to be a little late. If you would pick up the two little ones from daycare so he doesn't have to drive 2 hours to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And only has to drive 1 hour to her house. He says, I would really appreciate it. I'll do grocery shopping and then pick the kids up. She says, well, if you're going to be late, you might as well be late tomorrow and pick them up from soccer practice. And he says, but we agreed that they weren't going to do soccer practice. She says, oh, no, no, you agreed. You told me what you wanted, but this is what I decided to do, which is completely their entire relationship anyway.
Is she an only child?
No, she's one of five. Her siblings are not like this. She's the only one. And
why?
She has five children, and one of hers is just the first one is just exactly like her. And the other four are like my son.
I'm just saying, with the situation, I would sit there and just basically go, fine. Because it's like she wants to sit there and play this control thing. And the best way to get control in a situation like this, if you really want to get control of it, is say nothing. I mean, when I sit here and pick the lady up, it's like she wants to control everything. Because her life is so out of control. That's what it is. She wants to control everything. So I sit here and look at the situation, and I'm just saying, what I used to do in my situation with my kids, my ex-wife used to be the same way. It's like, we're going to do this, this, and this, and this. I'm sitting there going, no. Call me when you come up with a different idea and what you want to do. Because, see, what you have to understand is the kid's not going anywhere. She's not going anywhere. Nothing's going to change at all, period. It's a fear. It's feeding into fear of not seeing his kids. So therefore, the more he feeds in his fear, the more she's also got the energy of fear in the first place. So what's an easier way to manifest that fear is to basically go along with it. It's like, look at the situation and just look at her and go, okay, you came up with the decision. Oh, they're going to play soccer. Fine. I'm telling you right now, if he does that, if he just does those one little things, because the point is here, I can hear it in his voice, and I've never even talked to this guy. He's scared to death of losing everything.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose.
And that's what I keep telling him. He fights against her husband so much, he refuses to talk to him because he doesn't want to accept the situation that he's there with the kid. And I told him, I said, look, he's already there. And he's a good man.
Right.
He just hasn't figured out that the type of person she is yet. Well, okay. And maybe she's not like that with him. I don't know. And I told him, I said, well, you know, even though you don't want to have contact with him and you only want to have contact with her, maybe instead of being so frustrated with the contact with her, you go to him.
Right.
And deal with him. Oh, but he can't. He absolutely just can't. Because he's so afraid of having somebody else raise his kids. And I said, well, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. You can be a co-parent, but you just have to realize who exactly the co-parent is. And it's not her. Because he also has a leash and a carrot.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying with the situation. I think he's scared, and she is, like you said, she's married to a millionaire. For some reason, he's like letting that intimidate him too, like she has money to do whatever she wants. And I'm just sitting there looking at the situation going, come on, guys. What's the point of having the law of attraction if you're not going to use it? If you're thinking every situation is beyond your control, beyond anything you can do about it, which is not the truth. If you can't, I'm just saying, the things are folding out just the way he's been thinking. And they're happening just the way he just thought they were going to happen. And I just wish you would look at the whole thing going, okay, wow, okay, you're right. Just realize that for a minute. Whoops. Okay, if I did that, then I can do the opposite. So, you know, that's my biggest thing here. And I swear, it's like I wish I could sit down and talk to this guy and go, come on, buddy. You're letting this woman lead you around. Why? You're scared if someone's going to raise your kids? What if someone does raise your kids?
Well, that's what I told him.
Somebody is
raising your kids.
Because I'm sitting here going, that's right. Basically, goes, okay, I'm scared that's going to happen. Well, just sit down and look at now. What is happening right this minute? Because if you were taking care of these kids all the time when you guys were together, then anybody else who comes in the mix, I guarantee they're doing the exact same thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, okay, buddy, what are we going to do here? I think we should need to go home and sit down and figure out what we're going to do instead of going half-cocked here all the time and saying, okay, she's saying this and she's doing this. And I mean, I've had this before with some guys I've worked with. I'm sitting there going, why do you keep rehashing the whole thing? You're just reaffirming it. What do you want to do? I already know what happened. You've told me 3,000 times. You keep going over the same stuff over and over again. You need to stop, let it go. And a lot of people are so freaked out about it because they go, how do you do that? Listen to the words. Let go. I guarantee you, if he detaches himself from this situation, her and everything else is going on, because I'll tell you one thing I did to my ex-wife, she would sit here and play games. I would call her up and I want to see the kids. Okay, well, we got this going on. I said, okay, fine. Can I talk to my daughter? Yeah, sure. So she let me talk to her daughter. I told my daughter, I said, right now, I want you to be the worst you've ever been in your whole life. I want you to drive your mom so freaking crazy that I know what's going to happen. She goes, okay. And what was it, 10, 15 minutes later, she called me up and said, could you please come and get this kid? And that's what I would do. And I have my kids all the time. And my ex-wife would sit there and go, hey, I'm going to be calling you in a couple hours to check up on my daughter, so you better make sure she's cool. I mean, she better be up. And I'm thinking, you know something? I didn't hear from the woman for 2 weeks. I finally had to call her up and say, hey, did you forget something? And she goes, what's that? Your daughter? And she goes, well, is she okay? I said, yeah, she's fine. Can we come pick her up? No. And she's fine. So I'm just saying, you know, when I feel like if he had the kids on him and he didn't take them home, in some way she would just sit there and go, okay, I get some time to myself. She's a selfish woman, and she would take every bit of that to the thing and what she's going to do. But it's just the idea of playing games. If he's gonna fall into it every time, she's going to keep blowing it. And that's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He argues with her. You know, he gets snippy with her, and he thinks that by stating what she should be doing, he thinks he's doing the right thing with his kids, and he's not. What he should be doing is focusing exactly on what he wants to happen here, but not voicing it to her. Because it's like one thing I used to tell people, when you're doing any kind of spiritual stuff here, trying to manifest things the way you want to, you don't tell nobody. So therefore, you have to deal with their negative energy. You want to take your energy and just focus on the outcome of what you're trying to do with your life. And you really don't need to bring anybody into it. And the situation with him, I just feel like it needs to be just sitting down and go, buddy, what are you doing? All you're doing is spinning your wheels right now. Every time you open your mouth to say anything to her, she is not listening to you. The only person who hears it is you. And heck, you're not even listening. All you want to do is say something because she said something. So this could be more constructive. Just think about it. What do you want to happen here? And just focus on that. We don't have to do anything physical in this situation. Not really, no. Just wait because of the way it's set up. All he has to do is really focus on the outcome. And don't be surprised what happens, because I feel like this millionaire guy, I do wonder where the kids are being taken care of. I do feel like someone else is taking care of the kids, but I don't feel like
someone's always taking care of the kids.
Well, I'm just saying it's not them. The guy she's married to or her, they're never there.
No, they really aren't. The kids are in daycare during the week.
Yeah.
They're either in school or in daycare. They're never home.
They're never home.
And I mean they're in daycare until 6 o'clock at night.
So what does your husband do? I mean, your husband, sorry, your son.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's also working too, but if he has a chance, he goes and gets them.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, she told him, she set it up, the whole thing to where, oh, yes, you're going to have them this day, and I can't fathom not having my children for Thanksgiving and Christmas. He says, no, you take one. And I take the other one. And, oh, well, I can't fathom you being without them. Well, when she's without them, they travel. And, there's a guy in the chat room, Lisa, says a selfish woman raising 4 kids under the age of 7, that's still a lot of work for her. The only work that she does really with the kids is driving them around and shopping.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it's one of those things of sitting down and figure out because he's letting her have all the control here. I don't care if they wasn't married. There's still kids involved, and so therefore the idea of co-parenting, all it needs to do is to go through the follow through the chain, what you need to do here.
Right.
So he can, because he doesn't think he has anything. He's scared to death. Well, when he sets some boundaries here, get a lawyer.
He has set some boundaries. He has gotten a lawyer, and basically the lawyer told him the same thing she did. Buddy, you're screwed.
No,
you live
not.
In Texas. You live in Texas, and Texas doesn't recognize fathers as the main parent.
Okay, guys, I understand that point of view, but I'm still not going to back off. The freaking lifestyle of spirituality and law of attraction does work, even in Texas. And I think it's one of those things of proving. And I'm sitting here looking at the situation so clearly and say, okay, buddy, I just want, as I'm saying, I just wish you could tell this guy to call me. And I would do a free session with this guy, because it's just one of those things of going, we need to sit down and say, hey, bud, you know something? Quit listening to people. I don't care, this lawyer, find a lawyer who's going to work with you and tell these people, I'm really tired of lawyers right now, okay, guys? Because they're employees. They're not Mr. Control here, okay? They're employees. They get paid by the hour. Yes, they get paid by a lot of money, but they still get paid by the hour, and you pay them. So therefore, start dictating these guys to do their jobs according to the way you want it done. That's why we have a lawyer, to have a freaking go-between. And if that go-between is not going between us and somebody else, and it's working against us, we get rid of them and move on. The situation, I don't understand what you're saying. I see a lot of people around him telling him all kinds of stuff. But the point is, when I sit there and say focus on the outcome of what he wants to happen, there was a school, I think, in the same area. And this couple comes in and says, I want to get my kid in this school. Well, they said, well, his birthday falls after the due date, so he can't get in this year. And they were very calm and very serene and very faithful and very, they knew the law of attraction. They knew exactly what to do. So they stayed calm. They did their prayers. They talked to God. They talked to their angels. They listened and they told them flat out, this is what's going to happen. But you still have to do your thing too, which is be calm and still and follow through. So what they did was they sit there and talked to the lady and said, no, our child, we want to enroll our child and we know we can get in now. And she goes, no, we can't do that. And they go, okay, fine, let me talk to the manager. So they talked to the manager. The manager said the same thing. And then all of a sudden we find out that the manager is actually the owner. And he says, we're not going to change our policy. We never do. Okay, no problem. They were very calm. They said, okay, fine. We want to talk to the owner. Well, then they find out he's the owner. And he goes, well, I do talk to a board. I do have a board, so I'll go talk to them, but we never change. We never change anything. We never change our policy. We never will, never have. We don't see any reason to do that. But he said, I will talk to them. They said, okay, no problem. You do that. Okay? And the whole time, they had the vision in their head exactly how this was going to play out. Do you know that guy came back afterwards scratching his head saying, I don't know why we're doing this, but we're going to do this. And we're going to change our policy and your son gets into school. And he comes and saying over and over again, I don't know why. I don't know why we're doing this. So see, the point is, I always say to people, stick to your guns. And I just wish I could sit down and talk to him and say, hey, okay, isn't that great? This stupid, why do people do this?
Well, because they can. They're bored.
So, guys, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you go shoot a goat or something, okay? Or go hunting and shoot your buddy in the back by accident, you know, because you guys really, I've never seen one of you guys who could actually shoot without shooting one another. So the whole thing is you guys can keep doing what you're doing, but you're just showing everybody how stupid you are. And look at that. I mean, seriously, everybody in the chat room, everybody in the world sees you guys right now going, this is lovely, isn't it? These people still exist? I thought we got rid of these guys back about four lifetimes ago. I think we've been pulling your butts out of the bog. But that's my opinion. But the situation, see, guys, I guarantee you, I can see the picture. This, I'm going to use the law of attraction right this minute. And all these guys out here are saying all these things, I guarantee you, from the vision in my mind right now of what's going to happen to you guys, it's amazing how sharp the tongue can be, not to me, but to you guys. Because I believe what's going to happen here is, I'm not going to tell you. Why should I tell you guys? I probably won't hear about it again, and I know for a fact you guys are going to disappear forever, and I'll never see you on my show ever again. Do you think I'm going anywhere? No, I'm not going to go anywhere anytime soon at all. I'm going to be here for a very long time, and guess what? I'm also going to get my own radio show. I'm going to start broadcasting live across the station on a real radio station. So try that one, okay, guys? Because I guarantee you, you're right where you're at, and you probably always have been. You haven't progressed at all. I mean, you think you guys are anywhere near spiritual? Of course you are. But are you experiencing it? No. And that's a shame, too, because we're actually trying to get mass consciousness going toward more positive things to change this world. And this stuff here does nothing but stagnate. And my goal here, being on this show, is to actually help her and they change everybody to the positive of getting what they want, as in very positive lives, so everybody's happy. And I just feel like you guys ain't happy at all, so therefore you're trying to make everybody else miserable too. Okay? And every time I see you say anything, it makes me wonder what kind of people you are, because I'm sorry, in this life, we reflect the people that are in our lives. I'm sitting here looking at this, and I'm trying to figure this out too. When I sit there and see things like this happen, going, okay, what did I do to attract this? And I feel like these are people who really need help. They just haven't got to that point yet. So if you talk to your son and have him come to me and sit down and talk to me, I'd be glad to talk to him at no cost or nothing. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And I don't care how long it takes. I want to work with this guy. I want to show him that this woman has no power over him but what he gives her. Okay? And that's the whole point here. He's giving her. And it's like these guys are basically bashing me on the show. I'm sitting here trying to really detach from this whole thing and say, you know, some guys, I don't know why you're doing this. You must be really threatened by me. You're jealous. You're threatened. You're tired of being the way you are, and you're trying to bash somebody who's actually doing something with their lives. And That's too sad. I wish you could look at us and say, hey, I can be that too. But maybe you will. I have high hopes, okay? But I really think I can help your son, so. And I don't care if it took me. It's like taking someone on your wing and going, hey, buddy, I've been through this. I used to let women control me, too, until I realized the point was when I started taking back control and taking back my power and doing what I was wanting to do, things changed drastically for the positive. I started attracting different kind of people, and I also started attracting people in my life that could help me out with these situations. And they started, all these situations started going my way. It was just the idea of relinquishing, you know, and just let it go.
Right.
So I was like, I'm just saying, with the situation, it's one. It's like you need to keep speaking the truth, what you feel like you need to do, okay?
Well, we had the conversation. I mean, the conversation we had right before I connected on to here, that, you know, was basically the same thing. That don't let her yank your chain. You do what you need to do to make your life wonderful, and everything is going to go that way. And everything has gone that way, except for the little hiccups every now and then, because I think she's just bored.
She is. She's always been bored. The problem is, it's like looking at a child who's bored. This is the child who refuses to get up and do anything with their lives. That's why they're bored. If they would get up and experience life and actually live it, then they would understand that there's a whole lot more to life. And actually, the life they want to have is what they make it. If you're not willing to sit up and... If you're going to sit there in front of a bunch of pile of wood and leave the nails and the hammer on the freaking ground, don't expect that sucker to build itself.
Right.
You have to interact with it. And I was going to tell my friend about this, too. I said, think about this. Even science has proven that the universe cannot exist unless there's consciousness that was interjected into it. So that right there told me flat out, that was a really strong thing. It says, that kind of proved God exists. Because I know I didn't do it. So having something more than I was. But at the same time, if you look at the same concept, you cannot have a life unless you're willing to put that consciousness into that life and watch it manifest in front of you. Even they were sitting there, what was it? They were focusing and saying, when you focus, they did a science test on that, where if you focus on energy, and whatever you're focusing on at that time, as you're focusing on the energy starts taking on the form of that. But when you don't focus on that, you turn your attention somewhere else, the energy goes back into a formless mass.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the idea of the whole thing of spiritual alchemy, and there's actually a really good book. It's called The Alchemy Handbook by a guy named John Randolph Price. And that book talks about divine alchemy, how to take energy and to turn anything you want. It tells you how to focus on your life, how you should focus on your life, and how you accomplished everything you did. I remember when I got that book and I started working with that book, it was amazing because it was just like a focus point. And things started turning around to the point where I started seeing differences in people. But it was also the way he writes his books of telling you how to sit down and focus in great detail of how you want your life to be. And then look at your life now and ask yourself, okay, what happened? Why is your life this way if this is what you really want? This is the manifestation of how you used to think is happening right now. So in order to change the future, we need to change our thinking and our focus, and focus exactly what we really want to accomplish. And that's what I'm saying with him. It's like all the information is out there, and it's so extreme that we're having I guess it's my biggest goal I've been really working with, even to the point people have actually told me to do some shows on just that, with I guess you would call them classes on just exactly how to use the law of attraction, and there's so many avenues to do exactly that, to everybody can focus on.
Well, there you go. There's your idea for your new radio program.
Well, what we're doing right now with our new program is we're trying to focus on the Philadelphia Project and kind of take how people got the information about what really happened with those situations and actually put some spells on it to actually tell everybody what really did happen. And and I'm telling people, you can't dispute it, because it's my. I've been working a lot with past lives and doing a lot of past life regressions. I even had a friend of mine do some hypnosis on me. And when she did that, it seemed like it really improved on what I was picking up as well. So I thought we could take that spin and go back to those places, go back to the Philadelphia Project, go back to Egypt when, you know, the conflicts, Ramses, and just kind of like touch on those things and tell you guys what we see and what we picked up on how it was. Like King Arthur and his buddy, his wife Guinevere and Sir Lancelot, they were all friends. They worked together. It wasn't one of those Sir Lancelot basically betrayed King Arthur. They were together long before that. And well, how do I know that? Because I was actually there, living it just like anybody else. So I thought it would be great to have a show where we give you a spin on what I've picked up with those situations and how they really played themselves out. Maybe we'd actually read a book.
There you go.
But we want to spin, and we're actually trying to do a lot of things here with the show too. Classes, I was like, we introduced everybody to the 22 angels. A friend of mine told me about the 13 grandmas, which I didn't know anything about. There are grandmothers from all parts of the world coming together in a way of enlightenment to take the rest of the world down the path of enlightenment. And it was kind of funny. They come from all different cultures. There's some here, some across abroad, and they all come together. They were actually in New York all together. There, if you go on YouTube and put in the 13 grandmothers, you'll see what I'm talking about. Hey, everybody out there, go check out the 13 grandmothers. And go to YouTube. There's actually have a video and a little thing they play out. I actually try to put it on my site so everybody can see it, but for some reason I'm just not really good at computers and downloading that kind of stuff. So definitely go check that out. I was kind of impressed myself because they're just like really very spiritual, you know, Indian and Pakistani, and I think it's the same thing. But, you know, they just come from all walks of town. There's Indians and from here, from our country and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was actually a lady from Spain, too. But they were all in New York.
Yeah,
I'll
have
to
check that out.
Yeah, they were all in New York and that kind of stuff. So,
hmm.
But to go any further, right now every time when someone calls in, like I don't want to answer the phone. But
don't be afraid of it. Think of your manifestation. It's going to be a great call. It's going to be a wonderful call.
Yeah, I guess I should practice what I just said. This guy here should do. But in some ways, he's acting like a little boy too. He needs to grow up. But that's. I think a lot of us have a tendency to put ourselves into situations for a period of time. We're there for a reason, and he's learning.
Yeah, and maybe you need this little bit of trial to further your growth.
Yes, of course. I knew that, and it was I remember this very clearly because I was in Colorado, and this lady down the street was just like, I don't know why she turned like she did because I was helping her. Actually, I helped her to put her shop together. And then get it all going and stuff. And I was helping her paint the walls. And I even painted a mural on her wall that she wanted. And she kind of got crazy. And I think it was one of those things where it was all about her. Somebody came in and liked my mural and liked it too much. And it took too much attention away from her. Next thing I know, she did a complete... And I think it's one of those things too, guys. I don't think she changed at all. I don't think she was as nice as she thought, you know, she was portraying to everybody else. I think she actually... Mm-hmm. became herself and started lashing out at people because people were taking things away from her, which we know for a fact being in the spiritual lifestyle, nobody takes anything away from you. They're all things that leave and come at many times, and there's always something behind it. So we're going to have, this show is kind of crazy, huh? But this thing about this Saturday show, which we do the same thing on Saturdays, we do not but 3 hours of readings, it's going to be 10 times better than this show. This was just one of those testing things. You want to stick around? Yes, I'm going to be here Saturday, and we're going to have a great time, and people are going to call in, and we're going to answer questions, and we're going to also have a powerful messages come through everybody who calls. So I would tune in for that, because I'm going to be here. But
I probably will, too.
The lady who did that, what happened was she had done something. She started spreading rumors through this little town I lived in. It was a very little town. It's, like, smaller than Mayberry. So, people started picking up things, and I was actually left the shop that I was actually working in, was working through a friend's shop, and somebody came in and said, did you hear the rumors? And they said, you should do something about it. And I said, what's that? They said, it's about you. And they were saying that you were like, that you supposedly molested some children. I was sitting there going, are you serious? And I said to her right there, and I said, I'm not going to do anything, but I will say one thing. If they continue to do these things, I know for a fact they're not true. And I also know exact for a fact that I know what they're doing. They're trying to bash me because they think it's gonna do them better. By denouncing me as a psychic, then they're going to get more business. We actually had people that would go up there to get readings and would come back down to me and say, you know something, could you give me a real reading? Because that lady doesn't know what she's even doing. And this was after the rumors, too. And people were like, no, we don't believe that crap because we've sat there and talked and worked with you. And then we've seen what she's done. So if anybody's done anything like that, I said, don't go there. We don't want to nest over here. I'm just saying. I said, you know, it's like this, guys. I swear, this is exactly what happened to that lady. I sit there and said, I'm not going to do a thing. But if she continues to do this, I guarantee you what she says out of her mouth will come back on her tenfold. And in less than 3 weeks, I walked by that shop and it was empty and they were gone. I never knew exactly the full extent of what happened. But they were gone that quick. And then I finally got my second shop. I had this nice little shop. It was really dinky, but it just fit everything to a T. You know, everything fit in there just like it was supposed to. They had a nasty-looking sink in there. I actually turned it into a bookshelf. And it was just one of those places that just made me use my imagination to make it what it was. And then I started realizing what I could do, which also improved on my gifts, you know. And it was just all this growth that you were talking about. And it happens all the time. And I was sitting there, and the lady I used to work with, we used to own a shop together, she started doing this exact same thing. And I'm sitting there going, don't people learn? You know, this person was weird. All of a sudden, I noticed the lady I used to work with, she lost her shop. And she moved to the next shop next door. But she lost her shop, and then she was in a different space. And I said, see that? I guarantee it's going to keep going like that. And pretty soon she'll be gone. Now she's in Vegas. And I told you guys, I knew it was going to happen because of what she was doing. And there was some people, and it was kind of scary, too, because I talked to my angels about that through a lady named Barbara Reynolds, who has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. She's a great channeler, and we were talking with the angels, and they said to kind of get those things right for everybody, I didn't do nothing per se. I just put it out there, you know, basically asking karma to come back and to help this person learn their lesson quicker than most, I guess, and the angels worked at it. But the angels also said that those people were in positions that were doing more harm than good, and that's why they were also taken out of those positions, too, because they abused them, they were taken away from them.
Right.
But if you're continuing to do your kind of work, which you are, so therefore it tells you you're exactly where you're supposed to be at, so quit taking off to the carnival and running away. Because I did this last year, I ran away for the summer, and I thought it was a good move, but every time I turned around, I kept running into a girl named Destiny. And I'm sitting there going, someone's trying to tell me something. Because I keep running into a girl named, you know, somebody, Destiny. And then one day, I swear, I ran into six people with the name Destiny. And that whole freaking day, what was so funny about it was, too, I had mishaps. Like, I'd get into my boss, or there were certain things that he would, just certain things were going on that were just irritating. And all I kept on hearing was, if you would have stuck to your, oh, no. Hello? If you would have stuck to your ground, then she would have probably been a lot farther along than you are now. So, you know, I know how it works with the manifestation thing. So I hope she calls me back, and I hope I get a chance to work with her and her son, because I feel like it's a really workable situation. Just kind of like need some outside influences, and we'll take care of that whole thing, too. So if anybody else wants to call in and get you a reading, number here is 646-721-9031. And let's see here. We are yeah, KK. You know what that stands for? Kooky Creepers. Okay, guys? Koopy. Everybody's going bye-bye, and I wish everybody would kind of stick around. Maybe we make some room for new people to come in. Then we just sit there and have a nice little meditation and focus on the angels coming in and surrounding this show to protect us from people who don't understand, who don't want to try to understand, and who think that life's a joke when they should be looking at their own lives and see what kind of jokes they got. So we're hoping that they learn and move on and walk away from this kind of stuff, you know? So, I don't know. It's interesting. So if you want to call in, give a call. Number here is 646-721-9031. Next week we're going to have some really good shows coming up, so we want to check in with that one. We got some guests coming up. Got a lot of good things going on here. Now we're going to be here tomorrow night too, doing readings. I would like a reading. Well, call in or just ask me a question through the chat room. I can do that for you too. We have the angel cards here, so if you want to shuffle up some angel cards and give you an angel card to go with, that can set the tone for the rest of the week, be right here. Do angel readings for chat. Okay, why not? Okay, let's do that. Do 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 da. Okay, we're losing our minds here, guys. So I guess. Oh, I swear. So who would like to have a reading first in the chat room? You have a question? Well, ask your question. What is your question? Let me know. I'm going to check here and see if we got any callers. We do have a caller. Let's see who's on the line and let's answer some questions. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am fine.
Shannon?
I didn't call for a reading. I'm just listening.
Shannon?
Yes.
I hope you understand one thing. I do love you. I do care about you. If it takes a while for us to get together, that's fine. I'm not going anywhere, unless I catch the bus to your house.
I just want to listen, okay?
Why can't you talk to me just a little bit? Because I can't call you on your phone. I tried. Your voicemail is full.
You can call me now.
Because I'm just sitting there looking at the thing, going, I'm sitting there going, am I losing you already? I hope not.
No, everything's fine.
I'm just saying, with the situation going on and stuff, there's no callers coming in. The first part of the show was nothing but these rednecks bashing me, calling in, and one guy was actually using the N-word on the air, act like he was a caller, asking about a girl. Next thing you know, he starts doing this thing. Then I had 8 callers who did nothing but bash. It was very interesting in itself, and it was also, in some ways, I couldn't understand why. You know, we're not doing anything here but helping people. So I felt like they were calling in and was hoping they'd get help someday. I wish I could help them out myself, but they definitely are screaming for help. They think they're bashing me, but they're actually screaming for help. And I was just looking at the people going, I did a couple stories, guys. I hope you listen to the stories, because the people who've done that before, they was in my life and they were gone. And, like I said before, that girl, that lady was bashing me in Manitou Springs. She was around, and then 3 weeks later, I didn't know she even packed up and moved out, but she was gone that quick. So, you know, the ideal, when I sit here and say, what you do is going to come back on you tenfold, trust me on that, guys. When I say I have guides and angels and protection is strong. So, Shannon, I love you. If you want to listen, I can put you back on mute, but I love talking to you. And right now, there's actually nobody calling in, and I would love to talk to you. And just if it's just the ideal, if you could give us some of your positive energy that I always take for granted sometimes in the mornings. I should call.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I gotta grab something.
Yeah, I know. Nope, that's our real live, sure. So we can't talk about anything like that. But it was.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
You know what? I do have something.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are each of us angels with only one wing, and we can only fly by embracing one another. With the angel powers combined with white time, it is a splendid combination. White time is a soul technique for traveling over vast distances. Remember that you are an angelic human. And if you feel love, act on it. What you create, you receive. The fruits of your acts will follow your days.
Yeah, buddy. Go ahead. I think that's one of the best things I've heard in a while.
thank you.
In other words, I'm wondering when my guy friend is going to come around. I'll write it for you. But my impression is 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Oh, shit. Sorry. Shoot. But yeah. She's not revealing everything on the air, guys. She's giving you a nice little thing there. I'm trying. You're funny. Get out there. Let's see. How do you spell question? There we go. Oh, I swear I'm going to scream sometimes. Don't you love these computers? There's some days I don't. You know what I mean? Shannon.
Yes, sir.
Are you in the chat room?
No, I am not.
Yes. There's a question that says, does he love me? I get very strongly, yes. Have a question about my new job offer with a research company. Who is looking for mystery shoppers to go to stores and take notes? Go back and report how the customer service reps do. Is this company real, or is it better I don't go for the job? I keep getting the impression you shouldn't go for the job. Does Shannon do readings? she can if she really wanted to, but I don't know if she's doing. If she's willing to answer your questions.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Why did I feel so absent today? Felt really weird. I was kind of worried about it. I think what's happening here is just a download in energy, and you're feeling a little bit of that whole thing. Plus, the worry on top of that didn't help. Sorry, guys. That's exactly what I picked up. So I hope that helps. Tomorrow's going to be different, I guarantee you. I feel like you're going to be bouncing off the freaking walls. How can I make this relationship grow? Be yourself. Be yourself. Remember Aladdin? Be yourself. Because you're not. You're being a little. You're pretending a little bit here. You know, you kind of tend to back off. When you know you should be being straightforward with this guy. Okay? Anything else? Sorry. You said don't go, journeyman. Yes, I did. I got the really strong impression, don't go. I feel like it's a big old scam. I got a brother-in-law right now who actually went for one of those mystery shoppers. They sent him a check for $3,000. He cashed it, and now they're suing him for fraud. So, more specifics. I just told you. Oh, you mean with your relationship thing, huh? When you're having trouble with relationships, it's best not to try to fix the person, but also focus on yourself and figure it out from there. Because why did my daughter's boyfriend dump her? Look at it like this. It's an opportunity to actually go find a real boyfriend. What do you think about that?
When one door closes, a better door opens.
Yes, exactly. So look at it like this. It's like getting fired from a job. Look at it as a direction in a different way. Don't look at it as something as negative as, like, lost my job. No, you didn't lose your job. It was probably the best thing ever happened to you. So go find something you really want to do. I think it's one of those directional things that sends you in the right direction to find out exactly what you want to do. Are you listening to me there, Mrs.? I'd like to figure out how you pronounce that name of yours. Lesbers. Yes, of course. Just wondering why. Why? We shouldn't worry about why. Worry about why the boyfriend dumped her takes us backwards. We want to go forward. He did the fade away. Didn't talk to her about it. Okay.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes, dear.
Can I add to that?
Yes, you can, sweetie. Go ahead.
There is a higher balance, and when you ask the questions why, you're going to keep getting the same things. You have to ask the angels how. How can I change it? And that's where your answers come in.
Okay, thank you. No, I'm talking to her. She's trying to tell me how to pronounce her name. It's like Lays. Laserba. A-R-B. Arbor? Like Lesbar, which means tree in French. Okay, I got it. Did you hear what Shannon said about the boyfriend and that kind of thing? When you keep saying why, you just keep getting the same thing. But see, I'd start asking what? No, what was it? What? Or yeah, what?
No, asking how.
How? Sorry.
Ask the angels how.
I took your advice and gave my first angel reading today. Good. Yeah. Da, 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 da. Who did? Who's Angel Lilac? Angel's Lilac, right? Huh? Love your person. I want to be in a serious relationship with him. Why don't you ask yourself? I think you want to be in a really serious, loving relationship, okay? And I'm not saying you're not. How he dumped her. How did he dump her? Or why did he dump her? I can only answer questions.
She doesn't want the answer that way. She does not want that answer. She's not going to like that answer. Do not answer that.
Okay, this is what's going to happen, guys. I can only answer the questions, and I've already answered that question. And yet, see, what we're trying to do here is saying, this focus on the future.
Because we got
to
get money back.
We got to focus on the future. Focusing on why he dumped her, we're still dwelling on the past. What?
Come down here and let me out. Mom
and then they back
you. Let you
out.
I locked the door behind me.
Okay, no problem. I will.
I'm
going to lock that door. I'm getting confused. But he does not take me serious. Because you don't take yourself serious. Quit letting him control you. And when he plays this thing about not being, the idea doesn't take you seriously.
He gets the $2.
He's taking the upper hand here. Don't get confused. Just focus on yourself. I guarantee if you go inwards and focus on yourself, the answers will be very clear. You might even walk away from the situation. Why would you want to put yourself in a situation where you're being disrespected because someone doesn't take you seriously? I think you're a very talented, gifted person. For this person not to sit there and take you seriously, he's got the problem, not you. Love your personality. Love you. Love you. You're funny, Donnie. Thank you. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors. What do you think about that one, huh? Tell people out there, I need to do a real radio show so I can actually do commercials. You want to do a commercial? Here's a commercial for you. And every time I go for that piece of paper, it's never where I say it should be at. So.
Top desk on top of the black notebook.
Okay, sweetie. You always see this black notebook, and I don't have a black notebook. So that's misleading, just a little bit, I think. I appreciate your help. I really do. Don't get me wrong.
Well, it's black and white.
Okay, black and white. All right, guys. Oh, not in a bad way, Donnie. Not like that. What are you talking? Okay. I understand, but even if it was just a friend of mine, I'd kick him to the curb. Don't take me seriously. Well, I'm a great friend. If you're not one of a great friend, you're not part of the whole Snicky. So hit the snow. Okay? And someone keeps taking my stuff. Okay. Where is that piece of paper? I just had it. I had it in my freaking hand. In my freaking hand. I'm sorry, guys. Does that offend you when I say freaking? I'm going
to
freaking
say. Do you know how many quarters you owe to the Colorado jar now for swearing?
I didn't swear. You're crazy. I didn't say a word. Not me. You know something, sweetie? That was good. It was right next to this thing. It was black and white. All right. Okay, no problem. Someday I'm going to get me. I got to do something with this whole thing, guys. I can't have people interrupting me every 5 minutes. At least they're not as bad as the rednecks. Okay, guys, we're going to do a commercial for you right here. Okay. I understand it, guys, but I'm on the air right now on a freaking radio show, so therefore I can't go down there. Somebody get a freaking thing in their head that I am sitting here doing a live broadcast. I'm sorry, guys. Did I freak you out? Because maybe I should turn the volume down, huh? Anyway, let's get back to the commercial I was going to do for you guys on Hemi Sing CDs. And if you listen to the music in between the little pieces where I had to take a break for a minute, that was actually a Hemi Sing CD. And what they are is that Hemi Sing CDs have a little tone underneath the music. It sends it out. And when you're wearing your headsets, that little tone hits your brain, and it helps your brain to actually both hemispheres to work together, which gives you intense focus and concentration. Hemi Sing has CDs for everything. They even have for a cure for cancer. They have a connect with your angels, connect with yourself, dreams, sexual problems, anything you can think of. They got these CDs for it. And I recommend you really try these things out and give them a call. The toll-free number for them is 1-800-541-2488. That number again is 1-800-541-2488. If you want to call them directly through, that number is 434-263-8692. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon Eastern. If you want to fax them, you can also do that too. That number is 434-263-8699. All right, go on the website, and if you want to, they actually have a thing on there where you can actually do some secure online ordering. That website address is www.hemi, that's H-E-M-I, dash, sync, S-Y-N-C.com. So give them a call, and I have a friend of mine who has a show here on Blog Talk Radio called The Adored Angel Show, which is on at 8:30 tonight at Pacific time. It's like, I think she's on every night at 8:30 Pacific time. It's called The Adored Angel Show. Her name is Desiree. She does angel readings. Give her a call. If you want to call her for a private reading, her number is 818-200-7431. That number again is 818-200-7431. And she also has a website, too, called The Adored Angel. I'm sorry, adoredangel.yolasite.com. I also do private readings as well. My number is 937-838-6337. Right now I have a thing going on until the end of this month. Well, actually, I'm sorry, it's not until the end of the month. It's actually until February 14th. After February 14th, my rates go back up. But right now, if you get in there, you can actually get a reading right now for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. And we also have blocks of time, too. If you want to buy a block of 11 one-hour readings, that's $100. If you want to buy a block of 6 one-hour readings, that is $50. If you want to buy a block of 6 one-half-hour readings, that is $40. Okay, but after February 14th, the rates are going to be like this. It's going to be $125 for an hour, $75 for a half hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. So we got them right there. Whatever suits you, give me a call. Right now, we're recommending that you actually get in there and get those private readings, and to definitely focus on past life regressions or past life readings. They're really cool. They're really good. They're really good tools to help you figure out what's going on in your life right now, and I recommend them highly. Be glad to work with each and every one of you. So give it a call, and we'll do that whole thing too. Let's see here. Have I caught everything? Also, I have a show I'm starting here. It's going to be on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern. It's called The Missing Spiritual Link with me. It's going to be me and Courtney. Courtney is a girl. She has a show on her Blog Talk Radio also called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. We're going to be working together and pulling up little bits and pieces of history and give you a little spin on to them and show you the missing link, which is the spiritual link itself. I think it'll be very interesting. We're going to do things on UFOs, Bigfoot, the Philadelphia Project, Area 51. Just give you another spin on a new past life. So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on this past life and go back to those spots. I'm going to pick out some information for you and give you a nice little spin on the truth, the spiritual truth. So I recommend that show highly. I think it's going to be very interesting, very educational, and we're going to have a lot of fun, so therefore join in. We're not sure if we're going to do readings or not, but tune in. You never know. I love doing readings. We were actually thinking about just doing the show to get a break from doing our kind of shows so we can actually focus on some, you know, some other things and to show you guys we are well-rounded people. We do more than just readings and psychic stuff, spiritual stuff, which spiritual stuff is 24/7, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, I love history. I've studied history quite a bit, and we want to bring that to you as well. So tune in and try that one, okay? If you want to call and get a reading, the number is 646-721-9031. Love to hear anybody else who wants to call in. We had some problems before there, but you know something? We're not going to sit here and give him any kind of energy. So therefore, we shouldn't even do that. So on that note,
Johnny?
Yes, dear.
On your second show that you have, are you going to bring up the subject of the Law of One?
The Law of One? No, but I'm not really sure what that means. But if it sounds like interesting.
If the perspective respectfully acknowledges, interconnects, and interpreted intrinsic value of all components, that is the manifestations of life itself and all of the secret of manifestations, which goes back and derives to original religion, which started in Atlantis.
Huh. Sounds interesting. Atlantis. Actually, yeah. Actually, our first show we're going to do, which is Monday, I've been studying things on Atlantis, and I'm actually Atlantean. I lived in Atlantis, and the whole thing about people talking about certain things and certain spins on things, actually, a lot of it's more truer than you think. The idea of Edgar Cayce, what he picked up on when he said that a piece of Atlantis would come to the surface around the Bermuda Triangle, the Devil's Triangle, would be a situation where the reason it didn't happen, because it really did happen. It was, sometimes people have to think about these things. Nothing, you know, some things happen small. Now, if whoever's, okay, D-Lex, us, okay, you can ask any question you want, okay? You're not getting on my nerves at all. So just ask me whatever you want to ask me. I have no problem answering questions. But we've actually gotten past the first part of the show and being blasted for almost an hour. So we're done with that. That's why we played the music a couple times and meditated to some grounding music, and we're good. So go ask anything. It's no problem. Anyway, with the situation of Atlantis, a piece of Atlantis did come to the surface about that time. That's the point of the show, is to point out to you guys the truth of what is being held from you. It was like with the Philadelphia Project. The Philadelphia Project, the reason it was such a disaster is because the government has been working with aliens in that kind of form for so long. But in the process of doing the Philadelphia Project, they had the information, they gave it to the scientists, but they didn't tell the scientists all of it. They wanted the scientists to figure out the rest of it, and they didn't, but they did. And we have this little thing. And what I mean by that is, they didn't tell the scientists that we wasn't just trying to make a ship invisible to radar. We were actually trying to make it invisible completely. In the process, they actually tapped into a thing we call time travel. Yes, they did. And see, in the process of doing that, since the scientists didn't have all the information, they only had half the information. So therefore, it could have been a more of a stable experiment if they would have had all the components, which the government left out. They didn't want these scientists to figure out what they were doing, and they didn't want them to figure out who they were working with. So the whole situation kind of like kaput. And actually, if you ever saw the movie, that movie is a whole lot closer to the truth than you like to admit. It did happen. It's the same thing with the stealth. What do you call that plane anyway? Isn't it the stealth? Shannon?
Yes, sir.
Isn't it called just a stealth airplane, the jet?
Stealth fighter?
Yeah.
Like triangle?
Yeah, they actually had a thing going on too that when we were in, when we first went to Desert Storm, people were saying that they heard this plane, but they never saw it. So it was more just invisible to radar. It was also invisible. They've learned how to bend light because of working with.
Actually have a new one.
Yes, they do. And we're going to talk about that on my show. I want you to tell you guys all about it. I want you to tune in. Okay? Yes, they do. Okay. Amy, once you call in the show, and I want to sit here and tell you that the first part of the show, for almost an hour, was nothing but people and rednecks calling in here and bashing us and calling us all kinds of names and using the N-word and just going crazy, and I couldn't figure out where they came from. I want us all to focus on them all getting help This picture of them all lying on a couch and saying, I don't know why I did this. Please, doctor, help me. Okay. So, I'm just saying.
That's quite comical. Is the couch big enough?
No, I don't think it's big enough for all of them. So what we picture is they all find their own doctor and their own couch, and they're all sitting in their living rooms, and their couches are leaning into the floor because the springs have broken. But you can take that to the bank. But it's almost like a little bit, a piece of deliverance called in, you know? You got a pretty mouth, you know, that kind of thing.
What was there, like?
What, baby?
It was like 15 of them.
Yes.
And yes, I do readings.
Yes, she does reading, guys. Come on, call us. Oh, shit, you know something? There's actually someone on the line waiting for a call. I'm sorry, guys. Shannon, what's she on the line? Come on, we never get a chance to hang out. Just
okay,
hang out.
Okay, I'm just here.
Okay, if they ask you a question, just answer it. If you're comfortable with that, because you don't have to. I just want you to hang out, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
No problem.
Okay. Hello. Hi. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are
you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm holding on.
What is your name?
Stacy.
Stacy. You called in before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shy. Say hi to Shannon. Shannon's hanging out for today.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm all right.
I'm sorry, guys. Every time I sit here and hear Shannon's voice, it just reminds me how much I do love her. So, Stacy, hold on for a second, guys.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
I'm here.
How are you?
Hi, fine. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I heard you on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Do I have the right person? Psychic Journeyman?
Yes, you do, but we're actually still in the air for another 29 minutes. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
So if you can call me right back in about 30 minutes, it'd be great.
Oh, great. Hopefully I'm not on the air.
Yes, you are. So say hello to everybody.
Hello.
What's your name?
I'll call back.
This is I'll call back. It says hi to everybody out there. So you call me back.
Okay.
Oh, bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Hey, guys. This has just been one of the comical nights I've ever had. Well, like I will say, I was just confessing my love to Shannon. And since you guys are all kind of like Cassavetes, you have to listen. So, Shannon, are you there?
Yes, sir, but you're forgetting about Stacy.
No, I'm not. Stacy, I've not forgotten about you. I want you to ask her questions, and if Shannon has any information, she says she will give it to you as well. So you got two of us here. Just waiting to answer your questions, okay?
What, you just do general, or you pull cards, or what?
No, it's one of those things. I am a very powerful psychic, and I can answer those questions without any aids of any tools. I do have them. But I can also answer those questions for you right now, because I pick up very, very clear messages from my angels. So I guess in some ways...
Okay,
go ahead.
Tell me, because I'm
Stacy,
floating around.
You're floating around. Stacy, what you need to do is you need to work on your groundingness. You also need to, and this is what I mean by the groundiness. When I say ground yourself, I'm saying focus on, there's a chakra underneath your feet, there's chakras behind your knees, and there's a chakra at the base of your spine called the root chakra. If you work with chakras and do some chakra meditations and do the grounding, you will feel a whole lot more non-floating. Like I tell everybody else, if you really focus on yourself and go inwards and really work on yourself, you'll find all the answers you need. They'll come to you so easily, and you'll understand what direction to go in. That might sound like crazy, but try it. I used to sit there and do the same thing. If you ever read any books by John Edwards, John Edwards said the same thing. He thought this stuff was all crazy. Until you actually went on a quest with, I think it was Sylvia Brown. And they went into a haunted house to check things out. And he started seeing spirits of cats, because there was a lot of cats in his house. But I'm just saying, with the situation of working and doing this kind of stuff and actually embracing it, you're going to find a lot of things about yourself. Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
What do you pick up? I do pick up on the idea of focusing on relationships. So go ahead.
I get a lot about centering. She needs to center herself.
Yeah, Stacey, try this. Folks, sit down in a chair. Close your eyes. And I want you to focus on that center right behind your heart. Not your heart itself, but right behind it. I want you to sit there and focus and use your imagination and see a flame, like a pilot light there. Okay? And as you're sitting here focusing and staring at that, well, maybe it's staring, I've been looking at it, and focus on it, start, say to yourself, I love, I love, I love. And I guarantee you, if you sit there and do it real slowly and breathe in it through your nose and breathe out through your mouth, you'll start feeling an energy there, and that will center you. And what you can also do is you can take that pilot light, and you can also make that bigger to engulf your whole body, which is great for protection. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You okay, Stacey?
Yep, I am.
She has a relationship question, Donnie.
Oh, gosh.
No, she was just
okay,
waiting.
Okay, Donnie, answer.
Huh?
Answer.
Oh. Relationship-wise, you have a relationship question. I get the impression there's somebody in your life right now.
Who, okay.
Who do you have all this doubt about?
Is nobody.
Okay, I just want you to sit down and think about it. There's
somebody. I don't have to think.
Okay. I think you do. But I would say one thing for you, okay? I pick up there's still someone and you're still attached to. And I want to ask you a question. I've heard people say this before, and they'll sort of go, there's nobody in my life right now. But in the process of moving on, have you cut all the cords, all the emotional attachments to you, to all those other people?
Well, I woke up back in end of September, and I noticed in December he started wanting to come around, but I flew the coop. I need that gone. Oh, no.
Archangel Michael is great for cutting cords.
That's true, too. But I wonder, what I'm getting at here is...
That one needs to be cut and burnt at the ends. Burnt.
Okay. Well, you know which one I'm talking about?
I know which one. That little scoundrel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so I guess she's telling us that she cut the
sexual... I have no desire to go back there. So.
Okay. I'm just making sure we got all the things cut loose because I feel like...
He's still attached to her, though.
She's still running the beat. Huh?
What we're saying is there's a sexual energy cord that's still attached to the last person you were with, and it needs to be severed because of it. Go ahead.
With me or with him?
No. When we say they're called etheric cords, and they're emotional attachments. They're actually, if you can see them through a spiritual eye like we do, they look like those hoses that you would see at a hospital. Attach the oxygen and kind of like a little thing like that. They're like that. They can be thick and stuff. But there's one that's connected to your sexual organ and connected to his, because that's the most intense. That's the most powerful connection between two people there ever could be. And if it's not cut, it has a tendency to keep you going back and forth. And I know you said you've moved on, and I'm not saying you haven't. I'm just saying there's a relationship coming in your life in about 2 months, and I feel like the reason it's 2 months is because that one attachment. And if it was something you would work with Archangel Michael and say, okay, let's make sure that it's cut. I feel like you would meet somebody at the end of next month.
She has to envision a blue light. Her root chakra.
Blue light.
A blue light around her root chakra. And go within and cut the cord that way. While you're grounding yourself. You have to breathe in from your root chakra.
Yeah, but that thing was toxic, so.
But he still is attached to you. You might not be attached to him, but his cord is still attached to you.
It's just the idea of explaining why someone hasn't come in your life yet. I feel like it's one of those things that's coming right in. It can happen any time. I'm just saying I get that 2 months, and I'm just saying, it's one of those things. We could be, if we're wrong, we're wrong, but I don't think there's anything wrong with why you couldn't just make sure. And that's all we're asking you to do. Archangel Michael's
okay.
good for things, is pointing things out to you and saying, okay, this is what's going to happen. And relationship, you're going to have one. I know for a fact you're going to be in a relationship before 2 months. But I just feel like you've also...
Well, when?
Like, about 2 months. I'm talking, what is today? This is February? No, it's the, well, actually, really it is.
This call is February, March, April.
I'd say about, eight, about, I would say around my birthday, April 26th.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I want you to sit there and think about it, too. When 26 comes rolling around, you should be in one, not getting in one. I feel like 26 is going to be the day you're going to turn around and go, okay, I am in a relationship. Whoa, that was kind of wild. So that's what I'm saying to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty?
All righty.
All right. Thank you. And if you have any more questions, just give us a call.
All right.
Definitely give us a call in April when you have that realization that you're in a relationship, okay?
I'll write it down. April 26th, Donnie.
There you go.
Journeyman.
I'll be looking to hear from you, too.
Stacy?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Donnie, before you have her off the phone, there's something that's really bothering her, but she doesn't want to say it on air. If she really needs to talk to you.
Okay. Stacy, you need to call me at 10 o'clock on my private line. I'll talk to you, okay? All righty?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All righty.
Do you need the number? You already got it?
I got it.
All righty. All right. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Can I hear you? Yes, I can hear you. Hey, say hi to, also say hi to Shannon, too, okay? Say hi to Shannon. She's
hi, Shannon.
Hanging out with us today.
Hello.
You all right? Yeah, I'm from England. I think I called in before, and it's regarding my spiritual path. And, I think he was the one who told me I had connections with Atlantis. I'm not too sure whether it was you, because I've called a few shows, and I was just wondering whether you get that connection and how, and do you see insight into that connection?
Yes. What's your name?
My name's Keith.
Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keith. We talked, and I told you about a lot of things about your past lives. I even suggested that you get one, get a past life reading. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you said that, yeah.
Yes, and I was sitting there saying, I would sit, you know, take it any way you want to, guys. I'm sitting there, I pick up a lot of things with you, Keith, is the idea of, you need to call, man, and talk. We can sit down and talk about this whole thing, because I actually feel like we were like buds in Atlantis. We used to hang out together. I'm serious. No, I'm not joking with you. I could actually see us wearing those robes and the whole bit. I really do. So, because that's the first thing that came to me, I was sitting there going, yeah, he was Atlantis. He was like your buddy. And we used to hang out. It was like one of those things of not hanging out exclusively all the time, but there was definitely a friendship, and it was one of those things of reconnecting and going back and forth. And I think we were actually one of what I would call survivors. And we were hanging out. I'm just saying, I just feel like we were a survivor, because it was when Atlantis went down, there was a call of, and they knew it. Think about this. This is a very advanced culture. Yes, in some ways, in certain situations, they were arrogant in certain things, but not everybody was arrogant. Okay, I mean, it's like watching Superman. Okay, we have a couple of people in the midst of all this chaos and all these arrogant people who wasn't being arrogant, and they knew exactly what was going to happen. And what I'm using Superman for is because in that process, Superman's father knew exactly what was going to happen, and nobody believed him. Okay, mm-hmm. And that's the same thing happened here. He knew for a fact what was going to happen. Things were going to fall down, do the whole freaking bit. But no one wanted to listen. But the people who did listen did take precautions and got away from the island almost 2 days before everything happened. So a lot of us are surviving, but we also were more lonely, because when we got out to the world, think about this. I mean, this is an advanced culture of like 11,000 years ago. There wasn't really much around, you know? So when we got to these, I actually met a lady who actually was the one who actually, I don't know how to put this. She was a person who started the Egyptian culture. She was like,
okay.
And she was a person that was lonely. And the reason that the pyramids are like in the middle of the desert, because it was just something at that time she was feeling like she needed to do something. And these were like monuments that she built because they reminded her where she came from. And it was like home. Okay? So I knew that for a fact. It was like a connection with her, but I also feel like there was, like I would say, like me and you are doing the exact same thing. But I think the reason we have a different attitude toward the Maya is because we knew for a fact that the calendar was just a calendar. It wasn't, I mean, it predicted a lot of things, but there's also a spirituality that comes along with that as well, of saying one ends, another begins. So the idea of the world is not coming to an end in 2012. It's a reawakening of spiritual consciousness.
Yeah, I mean, I found when I meditate that after hearing about the connection with Atlantis, I felt that there was some kind of doing something with pyramids, because that's what I'm consumed mm-hmm. with. It's free energy. It's I want to
uh-huh.
bring forward free energy and use
yeah.
that in aspect
yeah.
to help people's health
yeah.
and stuff. And that's what I want to do for the future.
Yeah, the Atlanteans used to tap into the ozone. Did you ever hear a tell? I can't remember his name now. Telsa.
Quarter.
Huh?
It's another quarter.
Thank you. What's his name? He worked with Edison. He's the one who came up with.
Tesla.
Tesla was. Came up with a theory that there was this energy around the Earth. If we could tap into it, it was endless energy, and he's right. That's why I tell people about ozone. Power lines emit ozone, which goes into the atmosphere. So the ozone is going back and forth, and there's more to the idea of what's happening with the idea of, we're going to do this on the show too, but the idea of the green, of the, what do you call that now, Shannon? The world's getting the greenhouse effect. I'm
yeah.
sorry, guys, but the greenhouse effect is more of intervention from human beings who don't know what they're doing. All these weather things that are happening, that's because,
we're warming.
Yes, the government is messing with the weather. That's what's really going on.
Huh.
And see, what's happening is, and the ideal, if we could actually tap into what Tesla was talking about, the reason we haven't tapped into these other energy sources is because of who? The people who sell oil. They're not willing to give up on the whole thing. Even though they're probably with, they're so freaking rich right now that their kids and their kids and their kids are not going to suffer anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith, like I would want to do is, I do have another caller on the line. I only got 14 minutes left.
Okay, yeah.
But like I said, man, give me a call and we'll sit down and do a session or whatever. Or just give me a call, and that's, I mean, it almost like would say, just sit down and talk and go over what's going on, because you used to be a bookworm. I think you still are. And
I don't read that much, but I mean,
but you're fascinated with science and history and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting clarity at the moment. I'm getting massive clarity at the moment. It's just unbelievable,
yeah.
and the insight is there. So I just want to keep on going with that.
I'm just saying,
Donnie?
Give me a call. Yes, dear.
I'm
what?
Sorry. Can I add something when you're done?
No, go ahead. Because I got another call. I got another call on the line, and I'm just trying to get to her. But go right ahead. No, go ahead.
Keith needs to visit, even if it's during meditation, the sacred sites that are on the salt lines.
Okay.
Sacred spots on the fault lines?
Sacred sites that are built on the salt lines. There's seven of them in the entire
okay.
world, and it goes back to old religion. He has to go to those.
Oh, okay. No,
okay.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
a lot of powerful energy and a lot of magic there, and he really needs to go because he has something to pick up from somewhere.
Thank you.
Okay, Keith. Keep in touch, man. Call me tomorrow, man. Call me on the show tomorrow night. We'll talk more about this, okay?
Cool. I'll do the meditation before I go to sleep tonight, and then I'll tell you about it tomorrow, yeah?
Okay, sounds good. Keith. I'm sorry, Keith.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's a Steve out there somewhere wanting to say something. So, yeah, definitely give us a call, man, okay? Okay. I was talking to you. I just want to get down and talk to you and just kind of share some things with you that I can see with the idea of being Atlantis together. So I just want to share it with you. But we don't. I mean, I just to share what all I have to get with you. It would take more. It'll take another hour. So
okay.
Do your meditation and give me a call on the show tomorrow. Okay.
Mate, no problem.
All right, man. You have a good night. Thank you for the call.
No problem. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for you both. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye. All right, let's go. We got 11 minutes left in the show, and I want to sit here and say, everybody, thank you for all calling in there. I want to thank you, everybody, for making it such an exciting, eventful show. It was like one of those really exciting, not really know what's going to happen show kind of things, but that just brings more excitement to life and anticipation of what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So let's go on. And if you want to call in still, we got 11 minutes left. The number is 646-721-9031. If you want to call me for a private reading and get the lowdown on that whole thing, I was actually putting some stuff in the chat room. And I really want this to work. It will work. I, if you really want it to work, I feel like you can really make a change here and really do that. Mike, oh, Keith, okay, gotcha. I'm going to put down the messages in there. Steve is my guardian angel. Well, there you go. I know Steve was here somewhere. Okay, there's the information for you in the chat room for the private readings. Private readings right now are going for $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour until February 14th. I get a block of time. That's 11 one-hour readings for $100, 6 one-hour readings for $50, and also get 6 half-hour readings, 6 half-hour readings for $40. And the number is 937-838-6337. And, get in there. My website, what is my website? It's www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Yes, Enchanted 9, yes, if you call in, I'll do one for, call Skype. I'll do a reading for you. Let's go check. Oh, we have a caller. All right, here we go. Area code 678, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I am very richly blessed. How are you this evening?
I am too. And I thank you for calling. And what was I going to say next? Oh, how can we help you?
All right. The universe told me to just call in because I'm very obedient. Whatever goes on in my head, I follow through. I am a Pleiadian earthling, and I am a mystic, been in the work for a very long time. And I have landed my first multimillionaire confidant role with someone, and I am looking to see that I am completely on course, just looking to see what you may have to speak about that. It is a woman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the answer I get is yes. You are on the course. The only thing that would deter you from where you're trying to get is just a little bit of this doubtful thinking, okay? That's the only thing I can see that's it could work against you. And if you change that, the situation is going to happen. But I also get another situation of working with somebody else as well. Because I actually get a male, too. But I see a male after. Yes.
I'm sure that you're aware that people that already have money that are focused on helping people get money are in a circle of people that have money and aren't aware of spiritual things. So through this woman, my whole client base will change to the very wealthy, and I just want to make sure that I'm clear on where I'm going, because confirmations through third parties is always wonderful when they don't know me.
Right. Well, I need to latch on to a couple millionaire clients. I hate to say it that way, but, my biggest thing is to try to find, I want to keep doing this kind of work, but I was trying to take some pressure off of the ideal, because sometimes you have a tendency to get pulled toward the ideal bills and that kind of stuff, and it kind of takes you from what you're trying to do. And I always feel like if I hit the lottery, I would just sit and go, thank you, because now I can sit and focus on readings, and that's it. Everything else would be taken care of. And I feel like it's a cycle, and I don't think it's one of those far-fetched things. People out there keep thinking, I don't know. Well, that's because that kind of energy you're putting out there, I don't know. That's why your life the way it is. So I don't know kind of life. But when you
get what
say,
you say, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sitting here going, I am going to make this year, before this year is up, I'm going to make over $100,000 a year. I guarantee you.
That's what you're saying to yourself?
Yes.
Okay, can I help you with just one little thing that'll make it come even faster?
Of course.
Well,
I never turn anything
well, no, everyone's not life. Open. You're open, and that's good. When we speak as though it is already done, remember the mind can be tricked. The mind
right.
does not know the difference between reality and a picture. So if you say, I see myself
mm-hmm.
celebrating the entry of 2012, worrying about how much I'm paying on taxes on this $150,000 I've made.
Mm-hmm.
If you speak it in the past as though it already has happened, it can come even faster to you as long as you believe it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because I don't think about those things. I think about if I focus on the outcome of what I want and also the idea of being having a happy life and picture the happy life myself, the taxes are taken care of.
Okay.
So I got that whole thing down. But what I'm saying is my biggest, I would say, the one thing that I have a tendency to do is focus on the lack of. And try to do the, you know, I know we can't do both of those at the same time. Where you focus on going, so what I keep saying to myself is, a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
A financial blessing is going to happen before the end of this day. And if I have a problem with it, this one lady said it straight. She said, don't reaffirm it by saying it again. Say it again, but in a different way. So she suggested you say another financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the day, which still reaffirms the first one because you're waiting for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, you know, the idea of hearing what you just said, I know it, but every once in a while I think we all need a little bit of a little bit of reinforcing that so we can actually get back to what we was doing in the first place, which we already know that, but it's great you called and said something to me because it just points me right back where I know I need to work on, because I heard that yesterday too. So.
The mental pivot, you're getting good at it, and it'll become first nature because, remember, this whole journey is about your remembering. You're not learning anything. You're just remembering who you've been.
Yes, sir, baby. I'm trying to realize it because that was when I was directed to go to the library and read books and that kind of stuff. And I started reading this stuff. I'm sort of going, I'm already doing this. But
right.
It helped me realize that, so I put more focus into it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reaffirmed that, yes, you are going the right path. So now that you know that, now commit yourself to it. Don't sit there and, you know, have this lack of commitment, because some people don't understand the idea of manifestation and not having a full commitment could also affect your lives and your relationships and why you're not giving a full commitment. And just that one little thing could be the whole thing to the whole thing. So just commit yourself to completely everything it puts in. I've always said, everything that falls in your lap or crosses your path, it's happening for a reason, so therefore embrace it and see where it's going to go and see what's going to happen and what's going to do.
They don't know that synchronicity is the sister to the law of attraction. It is synchronicity that delivers. The law of attraction just matches the energy up, but synchronicity is what delivers, so you're right about that.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. It was all this stuff I've been doing. I'm going, I already had this down before The Secret even came out.
Secret, but The Secret is a hustle, hon. It's only giving the world one-tenth of the truth, and the world is falling in love with it, and they're wondering why they haven't manifested. The world system is not going to ever give you the whole truth.
No, I agree with that one, because I was sitting there going, but what I'm saying is, to me, The Secret kind of reaffirmed a lot of things, and it does work, but like I said before, a lot of people have a tendency to attach themselves to things, and detachment is also a key, too, because people go, I'm just going to hang on to it. And so if you're going to hang on to it, I mean, it's not going to do anything. It's just going to stagnate. And then you start getting this feeling that you're not going anywhere. Because I said, as soon as you take a step and stop and start thinking or analyzing, you've just stopped everything. You're not living.
That's correct.
Yeah, you're disconnecting. So it's like you need to open that line again and say, okay, guys, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Let the universe do what it's got to do. And then you sit there, and I guess you'll be like a catcher, and wait, and just have and let down your resistance seriously. I mean, you're right. When you sit there and look at the situation, you're not making anything happen. You're getting back to where you was in the first place, what you were destined to be and do and have, and now you're just embracing it. And that's why things are happening, because this was the life that you were meant to have in the first place. So you're thinking, oh, these are all miracles. No, I think it's right thinking.
I hear you. Well, listen, I see you're down to your last couple of minutes, thank you for your insight, and I'm glad I found you. I will be back again to listen to you. Have a good evening, and thank you so much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Shannon?
Yes, sir.
You know, you drive me crazy when you do that.
I know.
I don't take that, but it's cute. we got 2 minutes left here, guys, and we're going down to the bottom line here. I want you to thank everybody who called in today. I mean, I want to thank everybody, because if you wouldn't have called in here, we wouldn't have had such a great show. So thank you. Thank you for calling in here, and all your comments, no matter if they were bad or good or whatever it was. I guess you were just being yourselves, which we know for a fact you was, because you can't do nothing to me. You can't do nothing to nobody. You're just being who you guys are. So I'm going to be who I am. We love everybody and everyone. And thank you, guys. And call in and get those readings in. $10 an hour, $5 for a half hour. That number is 937-838-6337. Because after February 14th, it's going to be $125 an hour, $75 for a half an hour, and $25 for 15 minutes. And the reason we're doing it, because my angels instructed me to do that. But also the same thing, you've all been telling me the same thing. I need to be charging more because I am well worth it, and I'm an asset. So I'm going to sit there and listen to each and every one of you guys out there and do just that. And I thank you for all the inputs and income and all the support of actually bringing me to that attention so I can actually focus on what I should have and what I deserve as well. And let's all work together and do the same thing for everyone. So thank you again. Tune in tomorrow, 3 hours of nothing but readings. I welcome you all and look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. And like I always say, at the end of every show, may God and your angels bless you every minute of every day. And we'll see you all later and have a good night. And let's listen to some music. You want to hear some music? I'll play some music for you. Shannon.
Yes, sweetheart.
Oh, you said sweetheart. That's great. You know something? Seriously, every time I hear your voice, it just kind of makes me feel warm all inside. So don't go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere, sweetie. I just got a lot of stuff on my mind. So.
Unless you're in your vehicle head this way, then you can go anywhere you want.
No place I'd rather be. The moment, sweetie.
Okay.
I have to,
I'm sorry, I just felt your energy today, and I just felt like I needed to call and talk to you, and you need to talk. I'm sorry if I got freaked out.
That's okay. No, that's cool. I did something today.
I hope that's bad. Is that bad?
I don't know.
Good?
I did see Amber. And I told her that I needed to get my nebulizer from her house, and after that we should part ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I walked away.
Wow.
Yeah, and I found out some things that she lied to me about. Stupid little things, but still.
Sweetie.
Huh?
This is actually still being taped. So you want to talk about this on the private line?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So, you can call me or I can call you.
You got my number. Hey, you're it.
All right. I called
you this morning.
That's true. You're probably going to get more calls from me in the mornings, okay?
Yes.
I love you and I'll call you in a minute.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Alright.
So long. Okay, guys, if you want to call for a private reading, go right ahead. I'd love to talk to every one of you guys. They're $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour, so do it up. All righty? And what else? Call me at 937-838-6337. Private readings all around, guys. Do it up. Thank you very much, and you guys all have a good night. See you Saturday. See you tomorrow night.